It's the best bike vacation ever.
3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities.
It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th.
This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Gonzalez says the government has already filed its appeal of that ruling.
It has been very effective. We've had numerous statements by leaders of the intelligence community about the effectiveness of this program in protecting America.
A federal judge has ruled most big tobacco companies didn't play fair, but must from now on. CBS's Jim Crisula.
While refusing to comment on the allegations of hiding the dangers of smoking, R.J. Reynolds welcomed the judge's decision not to force them to pay to help people quit. David Howard is a spokesman for the nation's second biggest cigarette maker.
R.J. Reynolds Tobacco certainly is gratified that the court did not award any unjustified and extraordinarily expensive monetary penalties that were sought by the government in this case.
Other top tobacco companies say they're still reviewing the ruling. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The murder of 6-year-old JonBenet Ramsey has been a nearly 10-year mystery. The alleged confession of a 41-year-old man has riveted the nation.
What happened to the last kid?
Were you playing with her? What happened?
Her death was an accident.
That was in Bangkok, Thailand, where John Mark Carr was arrested on a different charge. Thing is, there are evident holes in his story, says CBS News correspondent Aaron Moriarty.
He told investigators, reportedly, that he drugged JonBenet Ramsey. I know from seeing the autopsy report, there were no drugs found in the child, that in fact, many investigators believe that she was subdued with a stun gun.
And Carr's ex-wife said he couldn't have done it because he was far from Boulder, Colorado, with his own family in Alabama that Christmas season. You may have heard about a bomb scare at Huntington, West Virginia's airport earlier today. Turns out that was cosmetics. Two U.S. soldiers died today in Iraq. They were on foot patrol when a roadside bomb exploded. In southern Lebanon, Lebanese troops are deploying into the war zone in the south to take over from Israeli troops. In the meantime, at the U.N., nations discuss who will take part in peacekeeping. France says it'll send 400 troops. Germany doesn't want to send any. Elvis has been dead for 29 years, right? One recent survey finds 25% of people think he might still be alive. Elvis would be 71 now. Picture that. The latest is filmmaker Adam Muskowitz is offering a $3 million reward to anyone who can produce Elvis alive. On Wall Street, the Dow gained nearly 8 points to close at almost 11,335. The Nasdaq up 8. Oil prices closed right at $70 a barrel, down $1.83. This is CBS News.
You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All backed with a national guarantee of satisfaction. Come in now and get great savings on Goodyear and Michelin tires during our national automotive sale. You're going places this summer. Make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. See LNZ 2606.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
Teenagers will party, even if it's in the basement of their friends' homes or in their own.
A significant change, this survey finds, girls are getting high or drunk just as much as boys. Joseph Califano, head of the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse, says parents don't realize that danger zone is all those parties, especially starting at age 14.
You can have the best kid in the world. What parents have to realize is that
No kid is going to graduate from high school in the United States of America without being offered drugs and alcohol on many, many occasions.
Dan Revive, CBS News, New York.
The most dangerous occupations list is out for last year. Cops, often considered a high-risk job, are not in the top 10. Neither are firefighters. Tops on the list, fishermen, presumably ocean fishing. Ships sink. Loggers, airline pilots at number 3, steel workers, garbage collectors, farmers and ranchers, followed by power line workers, truck drivers, and construction workers. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
The future is here, and it is green. Reaffirm your commitment to health and the environment by visiting Green Sacramento, a local business selling environmentally friendly building and design products for your home and business. Green Sacramento's focus is on high-quality materials that are non-toxic, ecologically conscious, and healthy for your home. Visit their 2,000-square-foot showroom located on the corner of Fulton and Alta Arden in Sacramento. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5:30 or Saturdays from 10 till 4. You can also find them online at greensacramento.com and help make a difference.
Come into Elliott's Natural Foods today for the health of your family. In Citrus Heights, at Greenback and Fair Oaks and Greenback Square, and in Folsom on East Bidwell. Elliott's Natural Foods, for the health of your family.
Allied Insurance gives you the confidence to feel independent. Further information available at AlliedInsurance.com. Allied Insurance, a nationwide company, on your side.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
six minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. There are lots of ways you can contact me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can call me, 916-349-1320 or 866-626-1320. I'm going to be at the Democratic Picnic on Saturday, August the 19th. This is at Condon Park in Grass Valley. It is the Nevada County Annual Democratic Picnic. And Charlie Brown's going to be speaking, and I'm going to be speaking, and a musical guest, Peter Wilson, is going to be musicalizing. And there's going to be food, tri-tip and chicken barbecue, and veggie stuffs too. If you're a vegetarian, I almost said veterinarian, but that doesn't go with being a vegetarian. And it's being catered by Posh Nosh. And so I'm going to be there. It's 1 to 4 this Saturday. Tickets are, I think, $20 or $25, whatever you can negotiate. And I'm looking forward to meeting you there. They're having quite a nice turnout, and I'll be reporting back on that. I have lots of things to report back on. First of all, did you hear the newscast where 25% of Americans believe that Elvis is still alive? No wonder. I mean, 25% of Americans still believe that Elvis is still alive. 50% of Americans believe that weapons of mass destruction are hidden in Iraq or were there or were trucked out to Syria or someplace. And that's up from 36% the year before. I mean, these are remarkable statistics. What does this tell us about the American public? Would you like to comment? I love the tabloids. And here's why I love the tabloids. I love them because the tabloids are 80, you know, after OJ, the tabloids really came up in the estimation of a lot of us because they were ahead of the curve on all the OJ reporting. And one of the reasons that they were ahead of the curve is that they pay people for their stories. So they pay off if you're a star and you go get some cosmetic surgery done somewhere, you know, maybe the attendant, maybe the office nurse, maybe somebody like that rats you out. And in doing that, they rat you out because they're being paid to rat you out. So that's why the tabloids are getting such good information. Well, before that, though, a lot of the tabloids, some of the tabloids are a little less reliable than others. And we know the ones that talk about space aliens and stuff like that. I remember, and I am a tabloid, I have to tell you, I have a confession to make. I am a tabloid connoisseur. I have written, I collect some of the good tabloid headlines. Here's a good one. And I'm doing this from memory because I wrote a piece about it. Baby born, spouting, winning lotto number. was one of the tabloid headlines I like. Something happened with a giant hairball, and I forget what it was, whether it devoured the city of Cleveland or something along those. I mean, some of these, they have to be sitting around. They have to be so loaded on booze or something, and they have to be having such a good time concocting some of these headlines. You have to hand it to them for creativity. Well, what one of these tabloids did is it did a whole, every week something else happened. First, this, and it wasn't that long ago. It was just a few years ago. First, they had Elvis, a sighting of Elvis somewhere. Then the second week, they had Elvis on a motorcycle. Then the third week, the motorcycle crashed. And then the fourth week, he met a waitress that he liked. The fifth week, he married her, but he limped down the aisle because of the motorcycle crash. And I mean, it was like a telenovela is what it was like. So 25% of us believe that Elvis is still alive, and 50% of us believe that there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And that's why we went to war. And would you like to comment on this? 349-1320-866-626-1320. Mel Gibson has to attend AA meetings, Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, and he has to perform public service announcements, and he has to pay $1,300 in fines as part of a plea agreement his attorneys made with L.A. prosecutors to resolve his drunk driving charges. Now, because he was going substantially over the speed limit, there should have been some special charges added to make this a felony instead of a misdemeanor, but I guess this didn't happen to a guy like Mel Gibson. He also has to enroll in an alcohol abuse program where he learns to abuse alcohol. No, I'm just kidding. Why do they call it an alcohol abuse program? Doesn't it make it sound like this is what you're learning to do in there? Alcohol abuse program, which he's already got a PhD in abusing alcohol, and he's going to get advanced training, I guess, and he's going to enroll for 3 months. In addition, he has to pay, as I said, $1,300 in fines, and his license was restricted for 90 days by the DMV. He has to do public service announcements on the hazards of drinking and driving. Oh, please, give me a break. What a guy. But nothing for, you know, no other charges for having a stupid mouth. Too bad it's not a chargeable offense. If it were a chargeable offense, a lot of people would be in the pokey. What do you think? And I love these wives who are jumping ship. Some of these guys who made a ton of money the illegal way are in the pokey. Dennis Kozlowski is one of them. Remember the Tyco company? Remember the $17,000 shower curtain? What was it made of? $1,000 bills? I don't get it. Anyway, Dennis Kozlowski, when he was scamming money from Tyco, threw a $2 million birthday party, you may remember this from the trial testimony, on a Mediterranean island in honor of his wife, whose birthday it was, Karen Kozlowski. Well, you know, that was then, and this is now, and Karen Kozlowski's divorcing Dennis, because you know what? He's in the pokey, and he can be there for quite a while. Meanwhile, she's seeking a lien to protect her half of a 15,000, she could be a Walmart, 15,000 square foot waterfront mansion in Boca Raton. The couple bought with a no-interest Tyco loan for $19 million. Dennis Kozlowski, who was sentenced in September to between 8 and 25 years in prison, has been selling off other properties and fine art to pay $167 million in court-ordered fines and restitution. So she's decided she's moving on. Meanwhile, Duke Cunningham, who is in the pokey, his wife is doing a tell-all to presidential and celebrity biographer Kitty Kelly. In a lengthy interview appearing today in the New Republic, Mrs. Cunningham, Nancy Cunningham, Mrs. Duke Cunningham, claims that her imprisoned husband dumped a bag full of dirty underwear and $32,000 in cash in her driveway. She also recounts her life with a disgraced former congressman and apparent struggle to build a life without him. Now, let me just tell you something. He is part of this axis that has to do with Brent Wilkes, that has to do with Jack Abramoff, and that has to do with John Deep Doolittle. All of these people are dirty, filthy, stinky, oily, greasy with corruption. Cunningham is in the pokey. He had a bribe menu. I mean, this man was shameless. 2 years after marrying Duke, Nancy Cunningham filed for divorce and a restraining order. In court papers, she said she accused her husband of being very aggressive, spontaneously assaultive person. And she added, I fear for my immediate physical safety and well-being. Well, she later had a change of heart after he put on that poor, sad dog face of his and dropped all those bundles of cash filled with dirty underwear on her driveway, I guess, and they reconciled. According to Nancy, he was shell-shocked from his tour in Vietnam, and he had nightmares about parachuting into waters filled with the bodies of Viet Cong, and the only thing that could be the antidote to these nightmares were bags full of cash that he took from people who were only too happy to bribe him. Nancy showed little interest in defending her husband. He's a gay basher. Her husband, she made him stop gay bashing in public because it might upset parents at the private school that she was a director of. She recalled when her husband addressed a group of men about his prostate surgery. He said his rectal procedure was just not natural unless maybe you're Barney Frank, he said. Well, Duke Cunningham will have ample opportunity in the slam to test his theory of rectal procedures because I don't know what's going to happen there to him, but he might wind up being somebody's bitch or somebody's girlfriend. I don't know. Couldn't happen to a better guy. That's all I can say. Duke Cunningham. Him. So I think Nancy is telling all, and I think she divorced him or she's going to. And Dennis Kozlowski's wife, he had bags of money too, and now he's in the pokey. Maybe they'll all be in the pokey together, Kozlowski and Cunningham, and they can compare stories about their white-collar criminal activities and walk off with each other into the sunset, I don't know, of criminal activity hood. We'll see what happens to them. In the paper today, I watch these as a sort of barometer as to how things have shifted. And in the letters to the editor section of the Bee, there are one, two, three letters about deep doo-doo-doo-little, and guess what? And this is a change. All three of them are negative. All three of these letters are negative. There is not, in the past, they would do one yes and one no. One, Shayna, you ignorant slut. One, you know, remember all that? Okay, so they would do one, they would go for a balance. Here's one supporting Doolittle. There are no letters supporting him anymore. This is a, so all of these are negative against deep Doolittle. Here is, let's see, here's, here's one from somebody in Lincoln. My congressman, Representative John Doolittle, is back in town. He leaves his home in Virginia and comes to Placer County once every 2 years to tell us how much he has done for us and to push his Auburn Dam. I just received in the mail a big slick flyer on heavy cardstock paper telling me of the six things he has accomplished. I figured, well, okay, he has a right as much as anyone to send out campaign ads, but then I turned it over, and there, in very small print, it read, prepared, published, and mailed at taxpayer expense. I know that is legal, but is it moral? Not in my book. Well, you know, you don't know the half of it, and this is a woman named Moonine Walker in Lincoln. You don't know the half of it, Moonine. This is a guy who charged off his child care expenses to his campaign funds, who has used his PAC money to buy thousands and tens of thousands of dollars of very expensive gifts from stores like Tiffany and Saks and various day spas and you name it. And his wife gets 15% of all the campaign funds that he raises or she raises. And every time he did a favor for Jack Abramoff, isn't it interesting, the cash register rung ka-ching, ka-ching, right into his wife's bank account. She'd get a payoff. Every time Deep Doolittle voted for something on behalf of Jack Abramoff's clients, Deep Doolittle would get a payoff. Isn't that amazing? Here's another letter that says about Doolittle. Let's turn Doolittle out of Congress. He managed to stay out of the Vietnam War by being a missionary for his church. He was a legislative aide and managed to get elected by comparing State Senator Al Rada with State Senator Allen Robbins, who was having legal problems at the time. He has lived off government salaries and funds from a lobbyist for him and his wife. He has voted for raises for himself while in Congress. It is time for Doolittle to get a real job to support his family. Well, I agree with that, and what you need to do is you need to get involved in various campaigns, get involved with Charlie Brown's campaign. And is Charlie Brown, they're buying some radio ads. I really hope that they're buying some radio ads on this radio station. That would be very nice. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. We've been really strong supporters of Charlie Brown. Maybe he doesn't think he has to. And there is a Rudy Giuliani fundraiser tonight for Arnold. And you can go and protest. The two gropers, the two serial gropers, are going to probably, they might grope each other. Well, we'll see. But those two serial gropers, those two bigot fans of the Ten Commandments, one of which I think has something to do with adultery, are going to be, you know, giving each other high fives and supporting each other, just like old trusses. That's what they're going to be doing. So I don't know what it's going to cost to go, but I want to talk about Phil Angelides, and I want to talk about the fallout from yesterday's show, and we will do that as we continue. I guess I'm now on the list. In fact, I'm being bombarded by all their... I should have shut up while I was ahead. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West, the now newly non-smoking for the last several hours. Lisa West.
Well, you know what? It is one of the hardest things I've ever done. I'm eating cinnamon right now. Can you hear me?
You got those hot tamales in there?
Yes, I have tons of hot tamales.
I brought some chocolate.
Oh, trust me.
The chocolate will maybe be helpful.
Those were very nice kisses, Enid. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
They'll be gone in like a half an hour.
Oh, I don't think they'll last that long.
Well, the traffic won't be gone in a half an hour, I'll tell you that. We got southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road. What? I'm talking about Fruit Ridge Road again? Yes. And it is very nice and slow. Northbound 99, just north of Elk Grove Boulevard. We do have a traffic hazard there. Vehicle in the middle of the roadway. Eastbound I-80 just east of Antelope Road. Three-car crash. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Our weather tonight, about 72 for the low. Highs about 93, 94 for the next couple of days. We're at 91 in the River City. Back with more Enid Live. You can log on to 1320leftchannel.com.
And you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
Most of us get too little omega-3s in the foods we eat. I'm Bob Harris for Smart Balance. Chances are you've tried our delicious Smart Balance buttery spread, popcorn, and omega peanut butter. Now we're introducing a great new light mayonnaise. It's Smart Balance Omega Plus Light Mayonnaise with flax oil and natural plant sterols. New Smart Balance Omega Mayo gives you 500 milligrams of omega-3s per tablespoon and helps offset the dietary cholesterol in eggs and other foods. You don't need all that fat and mayonnaise to make delicious sandwiches and salads. Smart Balance Light Mayonnaise has half the fat and calories and natural plant sterols plus an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop. Enjoy my new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise and get omega-3s and natural plant sterols as a healthy bonus. Check it out on smartbalance.com.
Available at Raley's, Safeway, Winco, and Albertsons. If you can't find it at your local market, be sure to request it.
Is my family at risk of getting sick from birds?
What can I do to prepare for a pandemic flu outbreak?
There's so much talk about seasonal flu, bird flu, and pandemic flu. What do I need to know?
Having correct information is the best way to protect yourself and family from the flu or any disease outbreak. Being prepared with information and supplies is the best defense. Hi, I'm Dr. Trochet, Sacramento County Health Officer. Pandemic flu refers to a disease that has spread worldwide among people. Currently, there is no pandemic flu virus in the world. The H5N1 bird flu, also known as avian flu, is in Asia and Africa and Europe, but has not arrived in the United States. This virus infects wild and domestic birds, such as chickens, but is not a high threat to humans. Seasonal flu happens every year, usually in late fall and winter. You can protect yourself with a yearly flu vaccine. Educate yourself. Visit our website, scph.com, or call 916-875-5881 for up-to-date information on pandemic, avian, and seasonal flu.
Sponsored by Sacramento County Public Health.
Attention, Northern California. All of Northern California. You need credit for a new car or truck, right? And you're tired of hearing no, 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 right? Then write this number down now. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. It's the number to California's number one volume retail Dodge dealership, Folsom Lake Dodge. And chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. Today. got a job, steady income, stable residency, minimum down payment, no repos and no bankruptcies in the past year? Chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. We can finance anybody we want. This is an exclusive program offered by our dealership, exclusively for the customers of number one Folsom Lake Dodge. Dealer participation may affect consumer costs. There is no bank at the other end of the phone to say no. Call 1-800-NEW-CREDIT now. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT.com.
Talk to Enid now. 349-1320.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and you can join the conversation, 349-1320, 866-620-61320. We're talking about a lot of things, and I'm going to get to Phil Angelides. If you weren't listening yesterday, it got pretty lively, and I want to add some of what we discussed yesterday. And I have a lot of things to talk about today. As usual, it's our usual Idea Lab, our usual stew of stuff that's going on, and I hardly know where to begin, but let's begin with Tony in Sacramento. Hi, Tony. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yes, you were mentioning the Charlie Brown race against Doolittle. He doesn't have that much money, and there are two reasons why it's really important for people in Sacramento, I think, to see that he's elected, even though we may not be in his district. First, he could be the deciding vote. That is, if Charlie Brown won, that makes Nancy Pelosi Speaker of the House. It's that close. Secondly, in fact, Charlie Brown has come out against the Auburn Dam and is for more money for the levees around our city. And Doolittle has been the person holding back the money for levee improvement, holding out for the Auburn Dam instead. And I don't think the Democratic National Congressional Committee, I don't think they've really recognized this race, because I get communications from them and they don't even mention this race.
So I'm assuming he's not getting any money from the Democrats, from the national organization, or very little money.
Yes, and that's a real problem.
Well, I know that he's up for some consideration in the Netroots universe, and I'm not greatly familiar with Netroots, but I know that that whole movement helped to elevate Lamont in Connecticut and helped to do in Lieberman in the primary. Now, I also just saw some statistics that Lieberman is allegedly leading by 12 points. I don't know. But in any event, there are ways, I think, that people can get involved with Netroots and further Charlie's candidacy that way and get that part of it going.
Okay.
And also, are you saying that people need to what? Volunteer? Write a check?
They need to volunteer. They need to urge Doris Matsui if they live in her district. She's not even listed as one of his sponsors. I don't know what the
because these people are all working together in Congress and they don't want to alienate each other, and so she must not think he's got a chance to win. Yeah. So she's not even endorsing him. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I don't know that. If you go on his website, you don't see her as one. Many politicians are listed as endorsing him, but not her. So I would urge people who are her constituents to urge her to come out for
him. All right, so he's another vote. He would be another vote, another Democratic vote. We want subpoena power. We want investigative power. You're saying it makes a difference in terms of whether Nancy Pelosi becomes Speaker, and it makes a difference, you're saying, in terms of sufficient monies for levies in Sacramento.
That's right. Both of those counts, yes.
Okay. Tony, I thank you for pointing all this out. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. You got to get involved, because this is an administration that is so devious and so smarmy and so hideous and so under the radar that even if Doolittle is not, you're not in Doolittle's district, you've got to get involved, because this could change the landscape in Washington. And one of the things we talked about yesterday was, where is Phil? Phil's been missing in action. And one of his volunteers called up, and I said, I'm not reading about him in the papers. And believe me, your goddess is reading a lot of newspapers every day, a bunch of hard copies and a bunch of publications online, and I just didn't see very much presence, very much Angelides' presence. And what I did see was on the negative side. Reporting from various newspapers, from the Los Angeles Times to the San Francisco Chronicle, about how he is not getting the donations, the monies are not coming into him as should be at this point in the race. And just in terms of ink, just in terms of coverage, just in terms of ideas, in terms of challenges to the Schwarzenegger campaign. Even if you don't have money, you can throw stink bombs into the press every day. You can have press conference. You can announce new programs. You can do something, some kind of guerrilla activity, and none of that was happening. And furthermore, here we are. How many talk radio entities are there in anywhere that are not conservative, Republican conservative talk radio stations? I mean, really, you don't have to count very far to know that there are very few of us. And here we are. We are part of a rather large ownership. There are six radio stations in this building. Our radio station, me, my show, I don't know about the Morning Retort, but certainly I have been getting no information from the Angelides campaign. Whereas I read that the Schwarzenegger campaign has got rapid response specialists. They staff it with people who will respond to the press from 4 o'clock in the morning, California time, until midnight, California time. 4 o'clock in the morning is the equivalent of 7 o'clock on the East Coast, when maybe newsrooms and stuff get going in a serious way. So they've got people practically around the clock who can get out information, public relations stuff for the campaign, who can really step on the gas, who can generate stories and story ideas and all kinds of stuff. And they've got people who can respond immediately if there were to be a negative allegation against Arnold. And Angelides' campaign seems to me so disorganized that even somebody as local as me, we aren't even on their media list. They ought to be sending it out to the universe. They should be sending all their stuff out to everybody, conservative, progressive. It doesn't matter. They want as much publicity as they can possibly generate. And that we're not on the list, I thought, indicated some disorder in the campaign. And further, even worse, one of you called in who is a professional fundraiser who attended the fundraiser in Los Angeles that starred Bill Clinton, and this was on Angelides' behalf. It was hoped that it would bring in $5 million, but it was reported that it brought in more along the lines of $1 million. And this professional fundraiser who was there with his wife, it was $1,000 for the two of them to attend. This professional fundraiser said what usually happens at these things is, you know, they collect the money from you, but they want your friends as well. And so they create this kind of a networking arrangement. What was the name he had for it? Stewardship or something? I forget now. Where they ask you that if you are this fired up by your candidate, and when you just leave and you're still really fired up by the candidate, they ask you to tell your friends and to, you know, get them involved and to try to raise money from them. And this was not happening in Angelides' campaign. And even Willie Brown was saying the way you get these big donors in is to have your personal representatives involved with trying to solicit some of these big donors. Well, some of the huge donors, some of the huge traditionally Democratic donors are donating to Arnold. And if they're donating to Phil, they're probably not donating as much. Well, I said. And then Bob Mulholland, who is a traditional sharp-elbowed a veteran political strategist, called the show to set me straight, he thought, and to diss Arnold, and he's hilarious. I wish we'd had more time because there's nobody who can dislike Bob. And so here, I wake up this morning, and here is, I think, page 3 of the A section of today's B. And here's Phil Angelides calling for a middle-class tax reduction, which I think is smart because he is being assailed by Republicans for being someone who's going to raise your taxes. Instead, he's proposing a tax cut for working families earning less than $100,000 a year. In speeches in Hollywood and in San Francisco, Angelides unveiled a budget plan that would shift some of the state's tax burden from the middle class onto rich Californians and corporations. Middle-income earners would get about $788 million in tax relief, while businesses and top earners would pay an additional $5 billion. Angelides also said he would cut more than $1 billion in wasteful spending out of the state's $131 billion annual budget. He said he would use some of the additional revenue to close the state's $4.5 billion operating deficit. He would roll back tuition at the state's public universities and cover other spending priorities. We have Rachel Douglas is one of our interns, and she's at UC Davis. Rachel, do you happen to know what the tuition is, not including room and board? Have I asked you this question before? What is the tuition at Davis per year, not including room and board?
Wait, say that one more time, Enid.
What is the tuition at Davis per year, UC Davis, not including room and board? Do you happen to know, since you're a student?
Somewhere between 10 and 15.
Somewhere between 10 and 15,000.
Because I remember my freshman year, the dorms were about 10, and then tuition.
That's on top. On top of the tuition.
Total, it's about 20 grand with room and board and tuition.
If you're a resident of the state of California.
Yes.
There was a time, I think, when it cost next to nothing.
I know, yeah.
Isn't that so? Somebody remind me about when this happened. It cost next to nothing to attend schools like UC Berkeley. If you were a resident of the state of California, that it was an incredible system, and if you were a resident, it cost next to nothing to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. That's a lot of money. If you want to go to Stanford, I don't know what it is. Is it about $40,000 or $50,000 a year at least? You tell me. Those of you who have kids in these schools, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I would like to see the tuition. If you are qualified, I'd like to see the tuition go way down. If it were possible to do, if they could pick up the shortfall somewhere else. But to keep raising the tuition, here's what you want to do. You want to make it as possible as you can for kids who are really bright to do well, because you only have a richer society as a result of it. So let me ask you, here's Angelides. I think this is a pretty smart move. He's calling for a middle class tax cut, but he's wanting to hike the taxes for the people making over $100,000 a year and for corporations. Now, these are the big donors. Are they going to donate to a guy like Angelides when it's going to cost them money? They might not. They might not do it. And the word on the street is he's dead meat. I hate to say this because I'm going to vote for him. And I think he will be a better governor than Arnold. He's read stuff that didn't just have pictures of muscle guys in it. And he's thought about public policy for a long time, for decades. So talk to me about tuition. Talk to me about this plan that Angelides has, calling for a middle-class tax cut. Tell me if you think it's going to work. And finally, they put me on the blast list for the campaign, and now I'm getting overwhelmed with stuff. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with the non-smoking. Oh, listen to that hack. God, I heard that hack.
It was a joke.
The non-smoking Lisa West.
Well, you know what? But, I mean, I don't want my voice to change because I like my scratchy throat. Well, anyway.
Your voice is not changing unless you turn into a boy tomorrow.
Well, that's true. And, you know, I've been scratchy ever since I was about 6 years old, so it doesn't matter. 69 for the low for the next couple of days. We're going to see 92, 93 with a little bit of breeze. Not one out there today, though. It's nice and warm. Our traffic, 99 southbound near Fruit Ridge Road, Mack Road, and Elk Grove Boulevard. Three car crashes at those three locations, so you might want to either get in the left-hand lane best you can or not go that way. You could probably drop down or go ahead and take Bradshaw Road if you're headed to Stockton or Elk Grove or Galt. Westbound 50, just west of Stockton Boulevard, three car crash there. And southbound Cap City Freeway, just south of Elvis, we have a disabled vehicle. Back with more Enid Live.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The only channel left.
In the world of a small business owner, you hear all kinds of offers for products and services, but have precious little time to listen. So you learn how to size things up quickly. Like this. Get AT&T Unlimited Local Calling, nationwide long distance, high-speed internet, and unified messaging, which is a single mailbox that integrates emails and faxes with messages from your office and cell phones, all for less than $95 a month. That's an 18% savings for the first year on our most essential business services. And we're so confident we can provide the communication services your business needs, we'll send you a $50 gift card if we can't. It doesn't take long to recognize something this good for business. Call 1-888-ATT-8339 or go to att.com. The new AT&T. Your world delivered.
Available to businesses with 1 to 10 lines. Must mention this ad and call at 930-06. Requires 1-year term. Taxes, other charges, and FUSF cost recovery fee extra. For details of additional charges and requirements, call 888-288-1405 toll-free.
Okay, Rick, we'll make this pretty fast for you. We're cutting Laguna Oaks, a 60-second mm-hmm. radio commercial. Builder blowout. Ready when you are.
Motivation?
Anything. Beautiful new condominiums for sale. Laguna Oaks and Elk Grove.
Anything else?
For as low as $205,750.
What?
Yeah, no down payments, no closing costs.
No.
It's all in that paper in front of you. You just read it.
Let's see. One-bedroom homes starting at $205,750. Two-bedroom homes from $244,000. And three bedrooms starting as low as $261,500. Can we get this confirmed? Is this true?
Of course it's true.
Laguna Oaks.
Right.
Elk Grove.
Elk Grove. Just read the commercial.
Okay.
Imagine life in a gated community with a resort atmosphere, your own garage, access to a state-of-the-art fitness center with an inviting pool where you can meet your new neighbors. Don't rent. Buy. Call 691-1400 today for more information. Laguna Oaks, 691-1400.
Hey, can I borrow your cell real quick?
Using it right now. Yeah, Laguna Oaks?
Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get this deep in debt, but now you need a way out. A way to relieve the anxiety. A way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-866-626-6444. Debt Settlement USA understands what too much debt can do. Like the persistent calls from bill collectors, the late fees, the emotional stress. Talk to Debt Settlement USA. They save over $1 million for their clients each month. And they can help get you back in control again, too. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. 1-866-626-6444. They can negotiate huge reductions and help you become debt-free faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. 1-866-626-6444.
Shocked by your monthly electric bill? It's the Sacramento heat catching up with you. Or your air conditioning might be working overtime due to improper home insulation. The solution? Radiant Barrier Heat Shield. The smartest, most effective, and affordable way to insulate your home. Don't let the summer get the best of you. Call A Better Insulation now at 1-800-656-2463 and let Dennis make your home a naturally cooler place. A Better Insulation, the smartest decision for your home and family. That's 1-800-656-2463.
Sacramento's Left Channel AM 1320 is the sponsor of the Sacramento Valley AIDS Run Walk on September 17th at the west steps of the state capitol. Proceeds benefit HIV AIDS nonprofit agencies in the region. Participation is easy. Visit a local area Starbucks this Saturday from 9 to 1, and representatives from benefiting agencies will be there to register you for the walk. Go to SacValleyAIDSRunWalk.org for participating Starbucks locations.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
.341 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, and Thursday, it means we're just one day away from Friday. And then we're back into the arms of the weekend again. And you know, your whole life goes this, you know, it just seems like it was Friday 2 seconds ago last week, and then 2 seconds before that, and then guess what? You're in the checkout line, that's what. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Charlie Brown's campaign is buying time on our fledgling, brand new, but very growing, quite growing radio station. We are really starting to get traction, and we're doing it with your help. So let me tell you, remind you what your homework assignment is. If you like what we're doing, and even if you don't, this is a place where you're heard. Even, you know, you can get very contentious at times. There are a lot of sparks that sometimes fly around here. But you always will be heard. Sometimes you won't be heard quite as much, and then other times you'll be heard quite a lot. And these are your airwaves. So your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 of your friends every single day that we exist. 3 to 5 people, they don't have to be your friends, actually. You could be in the checkout line of the supermarket. You could be in a park somewhere. You could be waiting for a bus. You could be in a public place. You could be in a store someplace, a department store or a or the Gap or who knows where, the dollar store. You could be at a yard sale. Tell 3 to 5 people every single day at the restaurant that we're here, because I think a lot of people have given up on the AM dial, and here we are. I think we have one line open, 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. Mike, calling from SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, I think Angelides is starting to wake up. You know, this has got them on the run, him saying something like reduce taxes. It drives Republicans crazy when he does that, because he can win this thing.
It's smart. It's really smart. It's a smart comeback for them trying to paint him into a corner of raising taxes.
This is no thanks to Bob Mulholland, by the way. He talks a good game, but he's a traitor. He's the one that talked Kerry into not contesting Ohio, and he's part of the group that does that. So don't.
He did that. He talked Kerry into it. Oh my, that's terrible.
He's one of the group that does that. He's not to be trusted at all. But no, Kerry. Angelides hopefully is going to begin to pursue something aggressive, because Schwarzenegger is extremely vulnerable. There's 10 different things they could go after him on, and just keep hammering it every day.
Okay, that would be good. And here's the other thing. You know, you gotta ask yourself how much maintenance it takes to keep your hair ever and perennially chestnut. If he didn't have to do that, he could spend some time reading a book once in a while. reading a policy paper.
I've worked on campaigns. I know it's got to be busy. He needs to get volunteers. You're one of the keys to that. I think you're starting to stir up some interest. And if you keep it up, you'll start getting volunteers. Not like the one that called you yesterday, but some really experienced people like the one you mentioned, the fundraiser and so forth. If we all take this seriously, we can start donating our time, getting involved.
That would be very good to Angelides' campaign, to because, you know, the word on the street is that he's dead meat, and I hope that's not right. Now, some thoughts about tuition, Mike?
This was 30 years ago, but when I went to Berkeley, it cost me $3,000 for everything. And for my kids, it was very inexpensive, and that's 10 years ago.
10 years ago, what did it cost to send your kids to Berkeley?
Well, the tuition, I think, was about $6,000.
10 years ago was $6,000, and now, what did we say, almost 20?
20. Well, no, it's 10.
Oh, 10.
That was $6,000 for two. It was $3,000 a semester. Now it's $10,000 per.
Per semester?
Isn't that what she said?
I thought she said per year, but
well,
I don't.
That's still pretty high.
Yeah.
You know, what you need really is to have it be according to merit, not according to who can pay. You know, this is an elitist concept that starts happening with the Republicans, and then
like
George Bush.
Right. You know, and isn't it funny? They provide so much tax relief for the richest people, and they want everybody else to haul the weight and make up for it. And that's the worst of all. Mike, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. It opens up a line. Keith in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Keith.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Pretty good. Yeah, I was just going to say tuition. I went to Cal State Chico in 1973, and it was $87.50 for tuition.
Well, everything in 1973, Keith, probably didn't cost more than a few thousand dollars to buy a car.
Well, no. Yeah, and you could get a great car then.
Yeah, with a lot of chrome and a V8 engine, huh?
Yeah.
These chrome-plated dinosaurs, these automotive dinosaurs that vroomed from one coast to the next.
Well, I'm still driving one.
Oh, you are? Okay. What are you driving?
A 70 Chevy stepside pickup.
Oh, really? Well, God bless you, Keith. I thank you for the call. 349-1320 opens up a line. Tom and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I really enjoyed listening to you. Just wanted to give you some information on Davis as far as the professional school. I'm a veterinarian. A couple of years ago, I was vice president of our national association, visited all the veterinary schools, and veterinary education, it just costs a lot more. Davis, just to give you an idea, $22,000 is what in professional schools. Now, that's veterinary school, medical school, and law school in 2005, 2006.
$22,000 simply for tuition for 1 year, for the academic
right,
year?
But before that, in 2004, it was $15,000. In 2003, it was $11,000. It made such a jump, it doubled in 2 years, that actually the Berkeley law students, and they were joined by the veterinary students and the medical students, sued the university that when they when you go to professional school, you're signing up for 3 or 4 years. And they said, you can't double our tuition. That's not what we signed up for. And it's still being you know.
Litigated in the courts?
Yeah,
in other words, when you signed up and you were paying, what was the low rate, $11,000?
Well, it was $9,000 in 2002, $11,000 in 2003, $15,000 in 2004, $22,000 in 2005. And what happened?
Oh, my God.
The seniors in 2005 actually got it rolled back, I think, to the $15,000 figure. And, of course, now all of them that are in school are paying the $22,000.
This is all under Arnold Schwarzenegger's regime.
I guess.
Isn't it? Isn't this all happening? I mean, the Democrats ought to really step on this one. Wow. So, in other words, when you start a professional school, law, medicine, veterinary school, at $9,000 a year, you would have assumed that for four years you were going to need $36,000, and then you get hit with a $2,000 increase the following year, and then it goes the following year a $4,000 increase, and then the year after that it goes to a $7,000 increase.
Right.
This is just amazing. Aren't people screaming about it?
Oh, yeah. Well, like I say, actually, at Bolt Law School at Berkeley, the students...
Well, God bless them. It's a great training for their future careers in litigation, et cetera.
Right. I still think, you know, when you look at California, and we've lived here out in Indiana originally, somebody mentioned the cost of education. Davis used to rank in the low third, and now it ranks in the top third as far as schools nationally.
State-supported schools.
So it's still people still need to get an education, but it certainly has gone up tremendously.
Oh yeah, this is awful, and this is just the tuition. You've got to live there, you've got to eat, you got to have a place to sleep.
Yeah, the average Davis Veterinary School student leaves with about $125,000 in annual debt, and of course they've gone to 4 years undergraduate, so it's an additional 4 years of school, and so most of it they carry as student debt. But then you look at some of the schools throughout the United States, it's 60 to 80, and some of it's over 200,000. So it's just
what does it cost? What's a year's tuition at Stanford? Do you know? I'm guessing in the $40,000 range.
40 to 50. I think that it probably is. Yeah.
And that's exclusive of room and board.
Right.
Wow.
And of course, the law school is going to even be more than that.
Even more than that in the professional schools. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Tom, thank you so much for the information. I appreciate having it. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. One line is open. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 69. For the next couple of days, 92, 93, and a nice breeze. We have a defective signal light at a defective signal on El Camino Avenue and Watt Avenue. A vehicle in the roadway at South Sac westbound 50 just west of 10th Street. A couple of pedestrians wandering in and out. I wonder if they have walkie-talkies, because I got one in North Sac and one in South Sac, and they're both in the middle of the roadway, southbound Cap City Freeway at East Street and Rio Linda Boulevard and Marysville Boulevard. Also eastbound 50 just east of Prairie City Road. The collision, there's three cars there. If you are there, it's stopping your freeway service. You might want to get back on the other side. Back with more Enid Live. I'm Lisa West for traffic and the weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Coming to Mattress Discounters today during their pillow top sale, and you can get a Simmons pillow top for only $588. You'll also find other select Simmons and Sealy pillow tops on sale. Plus, sleep free for a year on approved credit. Mattress Discounters. Have a good night's sleep for less.
For years, the premier customer service offered by Lasher Audi has been one of the Valley's best-kept secrets. But now that we've relocated to the more visible Elk Grove Auto Mall, we've decided to go an extra mile while our new state-of-the-art facility is completed. So whether you come to Lasher's Elk Grove Audi to buy or lease a new or certified pre-owned Audi, or to take advantage of our often same-day service appointments, you'll be greeted with the Elk Grove Audi Silver Platter Welcome Package, an ice-cold mountain spring water, lemonade or iced tea, a moist, chilled towel to wipe the perspiration from your brow, and a gift bag filled with enticing goodies. Top it off with an Elk Grove Audi Silver Platter lease loaded with extra Lasher value on a new Audi A3, A4, A6, or A8, and you have perfection. The Silver Platter Welcome Package, premier customer service, and the most value-packed Audi leases are exclusively at Lasher's new Elk Grove Audi, now in the Elk Grove Auto Mall or at LasherAuto.com.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? Having trouble with just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. No, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. It's Credit Card Relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-888-808-3939. 1-888-808-3939. That's Credit Card Relief. 1-888-808-3939.
Attention, Northern California. All of Northern California. You need credit for a new car or truck, right? And you're tired of hearing no, 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 right? Then write this number down now. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. It's the number to California's number one volume retail Dodge dealership, Folsom Lake Dodge. And chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. 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 Got a job, steady income, stable residency, minimum down payment, no repos and no bankruptcies in the past year? Chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. We can finance anybody we want. This is an exclusive program offered by our dealership, exclusively for the customers of number one Folsom Lake Dodge. Dealer participation may affect consumer costs. There is no bank at the other end of the phone to say no. Call 1-800-NEW-CREDIT now. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT.com.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And one of you called in who was involved at the veterinary school at Davis, and tuition began in the professional schools was $9,000 a year in 2002, and now in 2006 it's $22,000 a year. So in 4 years, you're talking about a more than doubling, 18, 1.5 times what it was only 4 years ago. I think that's a rich topic for Phil Angelides to step on the gas with, because a lot of people are affected by those tuition rates. Jeff in Granite Bay, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Enid. The one thing that's not discussed is all the reasoning why the tuitions are so much. I mean, the general cost of living doesn't do it, but when they're building new wings to the school and parking lots and buildings, that kind of stuff, the costs have to get absorbed somewhere. And they're doing that to try to accommodate the amount of people that they can put into the car. Because the other thing is just recently in Sacramento Bee, they had, there's investigations with all the deans and the hierarchy of the schools about the amount of monies that they're paying themselves without it ever being passed through, anybody else's hands.
That is true, and there have been scandals about that, and the San Francisco Chronicle really, I think, enterprised those stories as well. But I have to say that this is what we have public monies for. We want to have great institutions of public education, and it's always going to cost to have teachers and buildings and professors and all the other things that you need, laboratories and so on, and books. It's going to cost, and we as a society need to decide whether that's something that's on the front burner, whether as a society what we want to fund are no-bid contracts and no oversight contracts for companies like Halliburton, tax cuts for the richest Americans, or do we want to fund schools like Berkeley, Davis, UCLA, et cetera?
Well, the other thing that brings it in, too, is if you look at the enrollment, I work in construction. We've done a lot of work down at UC Davis. And we're working around the horse husbandry area and the professor that used to go and eat his lunch in there, we asked him how does the whole system work. And the problem being is for the sought-after schools, the competition to get in there is what it is. So when people are willing to pay that, and I'm not talking about California residents. I'm talking about people from all over the world, from India and Japan and Iraq and Iran. And I mean, people from all over the world.
But tell me what the point is about the sought-after. You become a sought-after school when you have a first-quality educational product that you're producing.
Sure, and at the same rate, too, they're operating as a business, and they will charge whatever the market can bear.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
A big caution light in the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Do not jump to conclusions. Do not jump to judgment. Do not speculate.
A federal judge rules against warrantless wiretapping.
We disagree with the decision, respectfully disagree with the decision of the judge, and we have appealed the decision.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. It's not something you often hear from a prosecutor, but at her news conference today, Mary Lacey, the district attorney in Boulder, Colorado, made a point of saying John Mark Carr is innocent until proven guilty. Carr, who talked to reporters in Bangkok today, said he was with JonBenet Ramsey when she died and her death was an accident. D.A. Lacey urges caution.
We should all heed the poignant advice of John Ramsey yesterday. He said, do not jump to conclusions, do not jump to judgment, do not speculate. Let the justice system take its course.
Carr will be brought back from Thailand in the next few days. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
I'm waiting to see what the evidence is. Things in this case have never been what they appear to be at first. People have been disappointed with their judgments initially. And so to the same extent that John and Patsy Ramsey deserved more than the rush to judgment that they received back in 1997, this guy deserves the same lack of a rush to judgment as well.
Some pieces of this puzzle don't seem to fit. CBS News correspondent Erin Moriarty has covered this story extensively. She's skeptical of Carr's statements.
He didn't really give any kind of information or detailed information that you could not find on the internet.
Carr reportedly told investigators he drugged the child, but the autopsy found no evidence of drugs or alcohol. And Carr's ex-wife says he couldn't have been in Boulder on Christmas Day 1996. He was with her in Alabama. Now this.
Two brothers chasing the American dream, one by making the law, the other by breaking it.
The tornado, Mike, you suck everything in and spit it out broken.
And their family is caught in the crossfire.
You either love your brother or you don't.
Showtime presents Brotherhood. Sizzling tales of corruption and deceit raves us weekly. See it from the beginning with six back-to-back episodes, and you'll know why critics are giving Brotherhood 4 stars.
I'm not going to let you hurt this family!
Enough!
Get in on the Brotherhood Marathon, Saturday starting at 8, 7 central, only on Showtime.
It's a never-ending necessity for more and more office space.
For retail leases they hand you, it's almost a book.
50 pages of legalese.
I am not going to be able to do this.
Calling the realtor should be the first thing you do.
When he got here, I could see he was wearing that realtor pin.
That's the guy to talk to.
Buying or leasing a commercial property? Let someone with expertise and experience be your partner. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
Really helped me take my business where I wanted it to go.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
A federal judge in Detroit today declared the National Security Agency's domestic eavesdropping program illegal and unconstitutional and ordered that it be stopped. Caroline Fredrickson of the American Civil Liberties Union is very pleased with that ruling.
Says very, very clearly that this administration and this president cannot willy-nilly violate the law and just say that they needed to do it in order to fight terrorism.
The White House says it couldn't disagree more, and Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez announced an immediate appeal.
I believe very strongly that the president does have the authority to authorize this kind of conduct, particularly in a time of war. Conduct is very consistent with what other presidents have done in a time of war.
Gonzalez says the program only targets calls involving suspected terrorists when one party is outside the United States. He says it's been effective in protecting America. A federal judge in Washington ruling that big tobacco deceived the public about the dangers of smoking for years orders cigarette makers to publish corrective statements and to stop using labels like low tar and light. The judge did not order the companies to pay for quit smoking programs, but Edward Sweta of the Tobacco Products Liability Project is satisfied.
From this point forward, the tobacco company defendants will be known as adjudicated racketeers. And this, of course, will be very damaging to their public relations efforts to try to portray themselves, as they have the last several years, as being responsible corporate citizens.
This is Jim Crisula, North Carolina's tobacco country. Cigarette makers are relieved they won't have to spend billions of dollars to help people quit smoking. The industry has long denied it lied about the harmful effects of lighting up. David Howard is a spokesman for R.J. Reynolds, the nation's second biggest tobacco company.
We're certainly disappointed that Judge Kessler found for the plaintiffs on the underlying claims, as well as ordering some injunctive relief.
That relief includes extensive new warnings of the dangers of smoking in advertisements and on packaging. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A federal court jury in Raleigh has found David Passaro guilty of assault for beating a detainee in Afghanistan with a flashlight. At the time, Passaro was a contract employee of the CIA.
The future is here, and it is green. Reaffirm your commitment to health and the environment by visiting Green Sacramento, a local business selling environmentally friendly building and design products for your home and business. Green Sacramento's focus is on high-quality materials that are non-toxic, ecologically conscious, and healthy for your home. Visit their 2,000-square-foot showroom located on the corner of Fulton and Alta Arden in Sacramento. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5:30 or Saturdays from 10 till 4. You can also find them online at greensacramento.com and help make a difference.
The Mike Malloy Show.
To all you right-wingers out there who have just been gripping your crotches and waiting for Air America to die, it's not going to happen. But these grungy little bloggers who have nothing to do but, like I say, get naked and sit in the dark, listen to Air America programs, and play with themselves. Bad news, bubba. The network goes on and the programming goes on. So put that in your smoking pipe, it, you little freaks.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Weekdays 7 to 10 p.m. on AM 1320.
Sacramento's Left Channel. Protecting your right to choose the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 2 of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can call me. It doesn't cost you a dime to do it, and you will be heard. Even if I disagree strongly, and you can barely be heard, you will be heard. 349-1320, toll free. 866-626-1320. And I want to remind you, I'm going to be at the Nevada County Democratic Picnic on Saturday, 1 to 4, Condon Park in Grass Valley. And they're going to have a barbecue, and I hope lots of you are there. And they are already have a big, a lot of people who have are turning out for it. So door prizes and a raffle, and Charlie Brown's going to be speaking. So that'll be good. So that's this coming Saturday. And I want to also remind you that we do archive, our shows are archived on whiterosesociety.org. And they could use your help. They are having some, financial issues. And if you use the archive, and they archive lots of national shows and progressive shows and so on, and they could use your financial help. So if you use it, think about helping them out and donating as well, right? WhiteRoseSociety.org. Okay, what we've been talking about, first of all, I kept saying that Phil has been missing in action, and then I pick up the paper today, and Bob Mulholland from the campaign called yesterday, so some of the volunteers called. I haven't been on the media list, now I'm on the blast list, and I'm getting blasted, so it's either nothing or too much. Anyway, he has a sale. You know, the Republicans are painting Phil in a corner by saying he's just going to raise taxes, and what he is calling for, and I think this is very canny of him, is calling for a middle-class tax reduction. So if you make under $100,000 a year, you'll have a reduction. The slack will be picked up by corporations and the wealthy in California, and he's talking about cutting out some of the wasteful spending in the budget, and he's also talking about rolling back tuition at the state's public universities to cover other spending priorities as well. But rolling back tuition, we've been talking a lot about tuition. And the word on the street, you know, is that Arnold's going to take it. He's going to win, and that Phil is dead meat. I'm going to vote for Phil. It doesn't matter. I don't care what the word on the street is. I'm voting for Phil. But I just got this email that I want to share with you from Virginia. So, Virginia, if you're listening, recently she writes, I had a discussion with a woman who had changed to the Democratic Party, and the woman read that Angelides is trailing Arnold in the polls. She's already losing heart. Well, this woman, it didn't take much. This person is extremely timid and a follower personality. Today, Virginia continues, I heard you call Phil dead meat on the show. You may find the tactics of the neocon repubs despicable, but can you imagine Rush Limbaugh saying Bush is dead meat on his show, even if Bush is? Well, no, because Rush Limbaugh doesn't tell the truth. And we try to tell the truth around here. I'm not saying that Phil is dead meat. I'm saying that a lot of people feel he is, because he has been missing in action, and that a lot of the money is betting on Arnold to win, and the polls are in Arnold's favor. Doesn't mean that Phil can't pull it out. I'm doing my part. But one of the things we try to do here is to tell the truth as well as we possibly can. So I'm not a shill for Phil. I think that rhymes. I'm not a propaganda arm of the Democratic Party. I cuff everybody around. I'm an equal opportunity cuffer. And if I think somebody is not being honest with us or missing in action or not getting sufficient traction or whatever it is they're doing, if they're not embarrassed to do it, I'm not embarrassed to report on it. So then she goes on to say that the Republicans and people like Rush are too loyal to say things like this publicly, and though we should not adopt their pathological aversion to accountability, you have no idea the damage you do to, quote, our side when you make these kinds of comments. What hope do we do win the election? Joan, in SAC, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello.
Hi, Joan, welcome.
Hi. I really just had to vent my frustration with the Democrats, and I've known Phil for a number of years as a advocate at the state capitol. About six or seven years ago, a bunch of us seniors got together and decided that the medical schools, you're talking a lot about the higher education.
Tuition.
Yeah, and we feel, I know you're talking about tuition, but I'm talking right now about quality. We wanted to put geriatric training in the medical schools because they weren't learning anything about the disease of aging except in special classes. And we sat down with Phil Angelides, and he really gave us his ear for a long time as state treasurer to understand whether this was something he could support. And he put the weight of his opinion behind that, and we got it passed. In spite of the people that run the chancellor's office not feeling very happy about it. And it's working beautifully now. Our doctors are coming out of medical school knowing something about the you know, the problems of the elderly.
And this is also working because the boomers are an aging population. So
absolutely.
This is absolutely working on their behalf as well. So, but tell me how this relates to Phil right now. So you're saying he supported you.
The way that it relates to Phil right now is I think that we spend, the Democratic Party is spending too much time dissing and criticizing and being concerned and not enough supporting our candidates. I hear you supporting Charlie, whom I just dearly love. And I hear you supporting him up and down. And I really would like you not to say anymore that Phil's dead meat because it's a...
I'm supporting Phil, Joan. I am supporting him.
I know you are.
Well, where has he been? So finally we see him on the in page three of the newspaper today. But the guy's been missing in action, and the papers are reporting that he hasn't been able to raise much money. And here we are, a media outlet, and we have been supporters from the beginning through a bruising primary fight. We weren't even on the email list. We were getting no information from his campaign. And as a matter of fact, I don't get any information from the California Democratic Party. So I'm trying to point out to his campaign that they got a hole here, and probably a lot of them. If it's not just me, I'll bet you a lot of other people have been left off the list, and that they're not doing their job as fully as they ought to be doing if they want to run a successful campaign.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm not going to cut a corner here because I support him. I'm trying to get his ass in gear.
Okay, but just don't say he's dead meat because that's...
I'm saying that that's what people are saying on the street about him, that Arnold's going to take it and that he's dead meat because nobody has heard from him. He's missing in action. So I'm happy to see that he bestirred himself this morning, set his alarm clock, and he's on page three of the B. And I'm glad that he supported what you were doing. And I'm afraid, Joan, that you and I are going to disagree on this one, but I'm delighted that you called.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. 349-1320-860. I'm beating up on an older, I'm on a senior. God. Steve in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. Love your show.
Thank you.
I just want to make a comment about Phil Angelides and his campaign. If everyone would remember back in the primaries, everybody was saying Wesley's going to win. Wesley's going to.
That is true. I mean, I even talked to some columnists in Los Angeles who thought it was starting to tip toward Wesley.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty involved politically, and I remember my friend saying, "Oh, I'm supporting Wesley, he's gonna win," and I said, "I don't know." And then all of a sudden, you know, Angelides came through, and he won by what, a 6?
Well, he's supposed to be a scrappy guy, and he's supposed to be a gut fighter. And here's my narrative for him. You know, Arnold is the girly boy who was the 98-pound weakling who pumped iron until he got himself all pumped up, and dyes his hair, and you know, is wearing makeup because he can't believe that he's whatever age he is, and he's the guy who was popular with the girls, and here comes the nerdy guy who cracked his books in school and got a good education and has been thinking about public policy, and I'd like to see him step on the gas and get beyond Mr. Girly Man.
Well, don't underestimate him, because I think that he could pull this off.
Well, that's what I'm hoping, that he does it. That's all. I'm not trying. Go ahead.
Enid, I just want to mention another thing that a caller said about Charlie Brown, and that, you know, that he's running in a Republican district, and then there's Bill Durston also.
I'm supporting Bill Durston, I'm supporting Charlie Brown, and I'm supporting Rob Haswell.
Yep, right, good.
So I'm encouraging everybody to roll up their sleeves, get involved in these campaigns. These are all important campaigns.
And we
write,
are,
write a check if you can't volunteer, and if you can't write a check, volunteer.
Yeah, we are. Bill Durston has over 1,000 volunteers already. So, but my point is, whether they win or lose, I mean, of course, we'd all like them to win, but even if that didn't happen, at least, no matter whether you get $50 or not, it's well spent because it chipped away at the Republican machine.
Not only that, I'm going to quote Gandhi again. Gandhi said that anything you do is ultimately insignificant, but it is very important that you do it. And there's something about intention. You know, when you sharpen the pencil, you don't have an idea in your head, but you've got an assignment, or you supposed to write something, you sharpen the pencil, you put it down, starts the process of the ideas coming to you. So when you roll up your sleeves and you start chipping away, and you don't want to be in the position, it's sort of like dealing with an aging parent. You don't want to be in the position of later reassessing and saying, you know, I could have done more and I didn't. Do it now while you can do it. Know that you did what you could, that you contributed as much as you possibly could in terms of time or resources or whatever, so that you could really make a difference. Don't sit back and say, why didn't I do it when we were turning the corner and maybe we could have kept that from happening.
You bet, because at least we could look at ourselves, whatever happens, we could at least all look at ourselves in the mirror and say we did the best we could.
That's right, that we tried, that we didn't just sit back on our behinds with a rope, stuck to a remote control.
Thank you, Steve.
I appreciate your call.
All righty.
349-1320 opens up a line. Bob in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Enid?
Doing well, thank you.
Hey, well, great. I listen to the station all day, and Angelides has been interviewed on the Morning Retort, and he calls in pretty regularly, and they say nice things about him. And I don't think...
I've interviewed him. I've also interviewed him as well.
Okay, well, I don't think we should second-guess the lack of his of what he's doing now. If his budget is limited, maybe he's waiting for the battle to get a little closer.
Well, that's very possible, but if your budget is limited, you know what you could do is you can use the free resources, you can use publicity to your advantage, which is what he is doing today. He's got a position. It makes page three of the B and newspapers all over the state, and he gets ink, and ink doesn't cost him anything.
Absolutely right. Absolutely. And he's having these house parties. You guys are putting one on, I think, next Wednesday.
That's right. That's right. All right, Bob.
Here, and it's hopefully you'll be there. And just
I can't be there because I'm on the air during the house party.
That's right.
We should have a pajama party instead, huh?
He's not dead meat. Arnold is stinking dead meat. He's rotting, and that's
he's rotting in that chestnut. He's rotting in a vat of chestnut hair dye, Bob.
Looking like a cordovan shoe.
I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Sean Patrick in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
It's regarding tuition. My idea is get the children off the streets and into the classroom. But regarding UC Davis, an interesting point of contention that I have is that the School of Veterinary and Medicine doesn't have one individual in it that is actually a resident within the state of California.
What do you mean? Are you talking about the faculty?
No, that are in undergrad in the School of Veterinary and Medicine. So, you know...
Well, you mean they're all out-of-state students?
Exactly.
Well, I imagine that they set a bar that's pretty high. It's got a fantastic reputation as the finest vet school in the country, and I suppose they set the bar high, and whoever can afford to... Whoever gets accepted, number one, and can afford to go, number two.
It is.
You know that there are in-state tuition rates and out-of-state tuition rates. So if they're out-of-state, they're paying a higher rate of tuition. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Ken, in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Ken.
Actually, I have to agree with the criticism. I mean, if you look at what criticism has done to this party in the last 2 years, it's got its butt in a gear. We have Howard Dean up there working for us. We've got guys like Lamont winning. You know, we have Kucinich out there. But all of that started with criticism and looking around and saying, you know, what the hell are you guys doing? We're throwing money at you.
So are you saying I shouldn't criticize Phil or I should criticize?
No, I think you should ride his butt. I think you should continue to do it. Absolutely, because it gets people motivated and it gets them pissed off. You get them pissed off.
Maybe they'll get themselves in gear and step on the gas. We want him to win.
Well, look, if we want him for a governor, he has to be able to take criticism from the people. Isn't this just an extension of that?
Well, what we're trying to do is prod him into letting us know that he's alive and well and feisty as ever, very scrappy, and getting down to business.
Well, and if he needs money, damn it, get out there and say it. Say, look, you know, we have a lot of really great ideas, but, you know, we're just not feeling enough love here.
Well, wait a minute. Money, we just had a caller who is a professional fundraiser. This was yesterday, also from UC Davis, and he and his wife attended the fundraiser where Bill Clinton appeared on behalf of Angelides in Los Angeles.
Right.
They were hoping would bring in $5 million, but I guess brought in $1 million and change. And there was no solicitation, as this professional fundraiser says is usual, a follow-up, where you come out of one of these events, you're really high, and that's when they catch you to bring in your friends, to try to talk your friends into making a contribution. And I'm sure there's a well-established way that doesn't
doesn't look like too much strong-arming that they all do in with these professional fundraisers. And he said nobody did that with Phil. So clearly his fundraising apparatus, if it's as much disarray as his media apparatus, then they really have got to get it together.
And I just kind of thought, could it be also that because of all of the catastrophes and everything that's gone down in the last 4 or 5 years, the majority of the giving has been out of progressive and Democratic people? Is there just fatigue with giving money?
No, these rich people got tons of money, and some of the really rich Democrats are not giving to Phil. They are giving to Arnold. And that's another issue, but Willie Brown said it. He said when you want to get these big contributions, you've got either the candidate or his personal representatives are in there softening up these big donors, and the question is that happening? Willie Brown also said if it were his campaign, he wouldn't go to sleep until after November, and I believe he's probably right about that.
Well, I think you should just keep riding. Go for it.
Okay, Ken, I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I mean, Goldstein, you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 69 near 70. Highs for the next couple of days, 92, 93. And it's right around, 87 here in the River City. Our traffic stopped up. And let's see, where did my traffic report go? I have a traffic report from Ray, who called me on the way to Lodi. He lives over there. And it's at the 50 and I-5 North by Turner Road. I guess everyone's doing about 2 miles an hour. It stopped up all the way to Twin Cities and right there at Peltier and at the Campo. So you might want to stay clear of that. I would take the Franklin exit if you can do so if you headed at southbound 99. Also, 50 over top of the mountain is doing the same thing. Bradshaw Road would be a good alternative today. Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
You're listening to AM 1320, KCTC.
We got students, we got veterans, we got labor, we got small business.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
We've got a coalition for change.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Are you paying too much for your prescription drugs? Maybe you don't have prescription drug insurance, or you missed the government's recent Medicare deadline. What if you could save up to 80% on your prescriptions delivered right to your door? It's possible if you order from Canada through Glenway Pharmacy. Glenway is a Canadian pharmacy authorized to fill prescriptions to U.S. residents. And Glenway has low Canadian prices on over 1,500 drugs, like Fosamax, Plavix, Lipitor, Norvasc, and many more. Over 50,000 customers depend on Glenway for lower drug costs. Just call Glenway Pharmacy toll-free for a free prescription catalog. Call 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. You can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Call Glenway Pharmacy, 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. Call right away, 1-866-865-2211.
I'm Bob Harris with Smart Balance. Chances are Smart Balance will be known for more than great buttery spread. Now we have a delicious peanut butter and a remarkable light mayonnaise. We call them Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter and Omega Light Mayonnaise. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter is all natural with 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s per serving. Like our spread, it has no hydrogenated oil and no trans fat. It has no added refined sugar, and you won't have to refrigerate it. So spreadable, it's incredible. We deep roast premium peanuts to give our Omega peanut butter extra flavor. And new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise also gives you an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop. Plus, natural plant sterols to help offset cholesterol with half the calories of regular mayonnaise. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter and new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise.
Available at Raley's, Safeway, and most other supermarkets. If you can't find it at your local market, be sure to request it.
Carol Cassie, we've got some news for you. Your kids are teenagers, neither of them have cell phones, and you still have dial-up. In this day and age, that's not cool, Carol. Trust us, their friends are talking about you. Luckily, AT&T has some plans that can help, like home phone, high-speed internet, and singular wireless starting at just $95 a month. Choose the internet speed you need, choose the number of phones and minutes you need, and bingo, you're a cool mom. And right now with AT&T, you can get a free Razor phone, so you'll be a cool mom and a smart mom, too. So that's Carol's world. For everybody who's not Carol, if we can crank up the cool in her world, then we can deliver the right options to you, too. Visit att.com or call 1-800-PICK-ATT. You can be the coolest parent in the neighborhood. No offense, Carol. The new AT&T. Your world.
delivered. Free Black or Silver Motorola Razr after $100 rebate with 2-year commitment and qualifying AT&T services. Taxes, other charges, and the FUSF cost recovery fee extra. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-270-0387 toll-free or visit att.com/bundle details. Not available in all areas.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.427 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about the Angelides campaign. Suddenly, the alarm clock went off, and it has come alive, and with a good position, too, for Angelides, and so we'll see what happens here. 349-1320, we do have lines open now. 866-626-1320. We've also been talking about one of the platforms of Angelides' new proposal, that is to cut taxes for the middle class if you're making under $100,000 a year, and to roll back tuition. Let's head over to Russ in Folsom. Hi, Russ. You're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi. I know you think Angelides is going to win, and I hope you're right.
Well, we'll see. I'm still standing by that. But,
okay.
You know, being the shill for Phil is not going to get it done.
The shill for you like my line, shill for Phil?
The woman yesterday really tried to beat you up. I just happened to capture it. But for the two callers today, let me dismiss them real quickly with this statement. This is not Fox News left. You know, that's not your job. And you're critiquing.
I would like to be a Fox, though. So.
Well, you probably are. All I see is the
that would be good, but in another life, in another life, perhaps.
I can't go beyond that. But the truth is, what you're doing is absolutely excellent. And let me rest my case on this. Who called you yesterday afternoon?
Bob Mulholland, actually.
He won't return my calls. I'm writing a piece right now on the Angelides campaign. He won't return my calls.
Well, he probably wasn't listening. What is the truth of it? What probably happened?
Somebody was listening.
One of the volunteers and called him and said, you better call and shut this woman up.
Well, the other thing is damage control was absolutely terrible. I mean, I don't know what he was talking about. Oh, no, Enid, he's trying to be real placid. The truth is that they have been hiding out. And I was at the Durston headquarters working this morning, and Brandon Bell is there, too. And the people in there, these are all loyal, dedicated Democrats, and they were feeling like, gee, what's he doing? Why isn't he communicating with me? So you stirred up something yesterday. It was very important, and Enid, you know this as well as anyone. There's nothing wrong with the truth, however painful it may be.
Well, I think that, what's the old cliche? The truth will set you free. First of we all sometimes need to be kicked into gear.
Well, absolutely. I mean, but the women who, and it was interesting, it was all females. You know, the emailer, the woman yesterday. Today,
you're not supposed
females,
to say a bad
and
thing.
And they attack you, and I'm saying, hey, start a cheerleader camp for Democrats. And, you know, as a former athlete and coach, I can tell you that the key to my success was always the cheerleaders. It was never the coach's critique. It was never the critique that might come from the fans. It was those cheerleaders. And you know what? They never, ever gave a cheer that I can recall that was negative.
Well,
up goes the ball and around the rim and out. I don't remember that.
Thank you very much for the nice props. Is there another point that you want to make?
And let me make this case.
Quickly, Russ, because we've got other people.
For Arnold raising taxes by another means. See, and he will say they're fees, except he made one classic error. What did he call the vehicle fee? He called it a tax, didn't he? And I can tell you, my son pays $12,000 a year at UC Santa Cruz. My daughter's a 2005 graduate of UC Davis. She went from $11,000 the first year, $5,500 a semester, to $24,500 in her third year after being told, and it's a tagline right on their website, your fees will not increase. Sophomore year, they got a $525 mid-year increase. They went to court. And talk about dumb. You never go after attorneys or would-be attorneys. It was.
It's a great project when they got a lot of time on their hands and their.
UCLA and a young man at Bolt Hall organized them and they got a stay on that. But it's now up to $30,000. Here's the other thing that's real interesting, that they wanted to boost the law school fees. They wanted to boost all the professional schools, veterinary medicine, you know, business. But they wanted to boost the law school fees by 15% more than any of the rest. And here was the logic. Now, you think that this man is illogical. He has a logic. It's skewed. It's bizarre. But his thinking was they earn so much more than anybody else that over their life they will earn all this back and more. Therefore, we can charge them more up front.
Oh, well, then they should charge teachers less by that ridiculous logic.
Absolutely.
Well, Russ, I'm delighted. Thank you so much for the information.
Okay,
I really
appreciate. Yeah, hang in there, and you know, don't give an inch.
Okay.
You got a response, didn't you?
Oh, thank you for the call.
All right.
349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm watching Michael Tracy, and this is on the JonBenet Ramsey, which we're going to get to eventually. Michael Tracy is somebody who helped to turn in the perp, and I know Michael Tracy. He used to be the media critic for the Rocky Mountain News, and I have interviewed him, although he's a little bit missing in action right now. But I'll talk to you about that as we continue, and there are other things that I want to talk about as well. Leslie and Davis, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi.
Hi, Leslie.
I wanted to address Jeff earlier, who said that the California University, the purpose of it was what the market will bear.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be an investment in the youth of America that society is supposed to get the benefit of in return on our investment. It's not supposed to be just for the elite. It's not supposed to be just for the rich and whoever can afford it, like Macy's. It's supposed to be for the people of California, which is why we fund it.
That's right. It's funded by the state of California. The people of California have decided, as a matter of very intelligent social policy, that this is the kind of thing that benefits us to have an informed and intelligent electorate, population.
I'm a law student at UC Davis, and I wanted to address the idea that lawyers will earn it back over their lifetime.
Not all of them will.
I do only public service law for nonprofits and disability rights, and my expected income is $40,000.
What year student are you, Leslie?
I'm a third year.
Third year student, and tell me, what's the tuition for law school at Davis?
I think it's 27 or 28, and it was 10 when I started.
Wow, and that's exclusive of room and board, and that's just the tuition. That's nothing to do with how much books are or anything else, right?
Exactly. Jeff also mistakenly said that it's going to the deans and the teachers, and what I understand is that our funding from the state was dramatically cut this past year and the years before, not that the tuition increase was due to, like, some gigantic increase for teachers and the deans.
Well, there were some lack of transparency in some of the deals that some of the chancellors made in order to attract professors and, you know, build additions to houses of administrators and so on.
In our protest, there was absolutely no outrage of the dean.
Okay.
So there was no demand that the dean, you know, be more transparent. It was all about the state funding us. And the problem also with us, our tuition going up to basically the equivalent of Stanford's. Stanford's is maybe $2,000 more. It's not $50,000 like you thought.
Oh, okay.
So now we're basically the same as a private school.
You are UC Davis is the same as Stanford. I really thought Stanford was in the.
I said basically. They are like $2,000 or $3,000 more.
I thought it in the category of about $40,000 a year for tuition.
Well, you also have to look at the financial aid that they have is much better than ours.
Much better than you.
Tuition. They routinely waive tuition for students with low income.
Leslie, you're breaking up, but I thank you for the call and for making those great points. I hope you'll call us again. 349-1320, Jen in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Jen.
Just really quick, you are right on the money to keep hounding. Where's Phil? Because don't forget, out of sight is out of mind. And if people are not hearing his name and seeing what he's doing, they're going to, identify with the people, the person that is out there. They see Arnold, they're going to see Arnold's name on the poll, and they're going to say, yep, I see him, and that's what they're going to do. So, no, you are absolutely right, and I don't understand why people don't want to hear the truth. We've been lied to so much so they're so comfortable with it. You are doing what you're supposed to do. If he's not out there, then somebody needs to say something about it.
I thank you very much, Jen. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Weather looking pretty good. Nice and breezy. Now, I mentioned earlier north, that was southbound 99 and on to Twin Cities Road. Well, northbound Correction, northbound is really, really bad coming on into Sacramento. On the right-hand side, Cap City Freeway at Cal Expo, we do have a traffic jam there and three-car crash. It looks like a stopped-up westbound 50 at State College. Three cars got into it there. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. And our defective signal light over there at El Camino Avenue and Watt Avenue is stopping traffic. So just don't even go that way. Take the next exit. That's a good idea. Back with more Edith Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's her opinion, and you're entitled to it. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that increases mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. But you can remove these dangers with a Humidex ventilation unit. Here's what one homeowner wrote.
We had a dehumidifier in our basement, but it never got rid of the dampness and musty odors. Whenever my children went downstairs to play, their asthma always got worse. We had a Humidex installed, and I can't believe the results. Within a few days, the odors were gone, and the kids were feeling much better.
With Humidex, there's no maintenance, no buckets to empty, no filters. For just pennies a day, Humidex provides moisture control and fresher, healthier air. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call now for a free Humidex brochure. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-663-2180. That's 1-800-663-2180. Or log on to MakeYourHomeFresher.com. That's MakeYourHomeFresher.com.
Going back to school starts with going to Safeway, your one-stop shopping destination for school supplies. You'll find everything your kids need. Notebooks, paper, pens, pencils, glue sticks, and more. Plus a huge assortment of backpacks and lunchboxes. And save time and gasoline by ordering from home at Safeway.com. You get the same club card savings online as you do at the store. And our friendly drivers will deliver right to your front door. Start this school year right by shopping at Safeway.com. Today online or at Safeway with your club card, Rancher's Reserve boneless beef, cross rib, or chuck steak in the value pack is $1.99 a pound. Red Lion Nectarines, a Safeway exclusive, are 10 pounds for $10. And Dairy Glen gallon milk is 2 for $3.99. Second item will reflect savings at check stand. How do you save on the rising cost of gasoline? You shop at Safeway. Every time you spend $50 in one shopping trip, you'll earn 10 cents off per gallon of gas. See store for details. Safeway. Ingredients for life.
Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get this deep in debt, but now you need a way out. A way to relieve the anxiety. A way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-866-626-6444. Debt Settlement USA understands what too much debt can do. Like the persistent calls from bill collectors, the late fees, the emotional stress. Talk to Debt Settlement USA. They save over $1 million for their clients each month. And they can help get you back in control again, too. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. 1-866-626-6444. They can negotiate huge reductions and help you become debt-free faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. 1-866-626-6444.
Attention, Northern California. All of Northern California. You need credit for a new car or truck, right? And you're tired of hearing no, 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 right? Then write this number down now. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. It's the number to California's number one volume retail Dodge dealership, Folsom Lake Dodge. And chances are good. Good, that we can approve you today. 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 Got a job, steady income, stable residency, minimum down payment, no repos and no bankruptcies in the past year? Chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. We can finance anybody we want. This is an exclusive program offered by our dealership, exclusively for the customers of number one Folsom Lake Dodge. Dealer participation may affect consumer costs. There is no bank at the other end of the phone to say no. Call 1-800-NEW-CREDIT now. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT.com.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
For 1241 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. This is hour two. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Lauren Haley brought this in. This is her copy of America, the book. This is John Stewart's book, and it's Get to Know Your News Sources. This is for some of you who were screaming at me about telling the truth about Phil. Radio, how they get their stories. Combining methamphetamine with part of the brain that hates. You know, the right-wing radio is never going to tell you the truth. They're the propaganda arm of the Republican Party. They smear and fear. Reporters' qualifications. Will you work the overnight? Then you're qualified. News cycle on the twos goes well with driving. Corrections policy, none. It's a sign of weakness. Top feature, someone else is saying the terrible, terrible things that you think. Placement of celebrity rape trial. What is the political affiliation of said rapist? Alternate use. Monster truck event information center. John Stewart. America. The book. A Citizen's Guide to Democracy in Action. In action. One word. In action. Okay. I want to talk about, we've been talking about Phil. We've been talking about missing in action. We've been talking about tuition. I want to talk about Daniel Weintraub's column in today's B. And he talks about Dave Jones, who is an assemblyman, and I'm pretty sure we had him on, when we were doing Capitol Clears, what was it called? Clear Steps? Anyway, we were broadcasting live. Capitol Clear Speak. We were broadcasting live from the Capitol. And former Sacramento City Councilman, now Assemblyman Dave Jones, represents the downtown area and has been a big supporter of its resurgence. He is a Democrat. He's never shied away from raising taxes. But he is not in favor of the arena and is not in favor of a tax raise, sales tax raise that will go on for the next 15 years. He has at least 8 reasons to explain his position. He says, I think the game is rigged. The NBA is a monopoly. They purposefully limit the number of franchises by reducing supply. They drive up their profits, and they pit local governments against each other to fund sports arenas. When the market is rigged like that, there is no point in playing. Dave Jones says sports is supposed to be fair. He goes on to say, these are some of his other reasons for being anti-arena. The Maloof family, owners of the Kings, are wealthy businessmen who can afford to pay for a new arena without reaching into taxpayers' pockets. It is a bad deal. Although promoters have said the Maloofs would be paying as much as 30% of the cost of the arena, their contribution coming through rent paid over 30 years is really closer to 10 or 12%. There are going to be cost overruns. The arena is supposed to cost no more than $540 million, but if it does cost more, the public will be on the hook for the extra money. There is very little economic value from the project. Modern arenas are built to suck in as many entertainment dollars as possible, with shops, restaurants, and other amenities built into the structure. Even the parking garage would be designed to funnel customers straight into the arena without going outside. The sales tax is regressive, hitting the poor and near poor the hardest as a percentage of their income. There are a lot of seniors and ordinary Sacramentans who are going to be hit by this, who are struggling right now just to make ends meet and are going to be asked to pay for something that they will never be able to afford to go to, which is something I have said all along. Other needs will go unmet, beginning with flood control, a top priority for Dave Jones. Although the state is poised to pour billions of tax dollars into shoring up Central Valley levees, Jones says the region will have to raise taxes within the next few years to pay for its share. How in the world are we going to go back to the voters and convince them to assess themselves for flood control if they have just been told that this sales tax increase is going to solve all of their problems and provide money to address all these public needs? A top-down deal, Jones says local leaders should have gone to the community and started a conversation about all the needs of the region instead of going to a Las Vegas casino and cutting a deal in private with the Maloofs and then presenting it as an all-or-nothing situation to the voters. So, whether or not, the Kings are going to make their own decision, it's their decision. So far, they've said, we love this community, we want to stay in this community. And you know what? If they go, I say adios Goodbye to you. Don't use that as a stick over my head. This is a town, Sacramento, with an enormous homicide rate rising minute by minute, and they don't seem to be the resources to handle that. They don't seem to be resources for enough libraries, enough really quality education, but no, we got a lot of money here for this ridiculous arena. And then, in addition to that, there was a story in the Bee today. The owners of the aging downtown plaza have submitted plans to the city for a $100 million renovation and expansion that would include a Target, an upscale grocery store, and a controversial theater complex above the Hard Rock Cafe. The project comes, however, with a steep request, a city subsidy of as much as $20 million. Why should we subsidize this? I don't get why. Because we want to revitalize the downtown? I never thought that that mall was really very pedestrian friendly. That mall is always a sort of intimidating structure that doesn't easily bring you in. It's been my feeling about it. And I like to see a downtown that's walkable like in European cities that isn't like this mall situation. And I don't think we ought to spend $20 million for it. And if they want to go away, goodbye to them too. And we can have shops and neighborhood whatever and all kinds of other things. But I would like your thoughts about it. 349-1320. I know I sound so cavalier. Well, they can go. Adios. Saddle up your horse and get out of town. Why should we spend? This is a Westfield mall. They make tons of money. And why should we subsidize them with $20 million? I know we want to revitalize our downtown, and it's okay. That mall, I haven't been there this time around, I confess. But I always shied away from going there the last time around. I don't know. There's something that never felt quite right about that mall, and I wonder what your thoughts are. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Hi there, Enid. Thank you so much. Tonight, lows right around 69. We have highs for the next couple of days, 92, 93. We're at 91 here in the River City, and our traffic northbound 99 and southbound 99 on either side of Mack Road, Calvine Road, and Consumnes. Stay clear of that. If you can get off on Bradshaw Road or just head on over to 5, that might be a better way. Defective signal light stopping traffic at El Camino Avenue and Watt Avenue. We do have a collision there now. Three cars. Eastbound 50 just east of Prairie City Road. An accident. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Enid Live, you can log on and give her an email, 1320leftchannel.com. And also you can call 349-1320 to let me know about traffic, which Ray has done on his way to Lodi. Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The only right-thinking, left-thinking radio station that's left in America.
If you listen carefully, we will prove our ability to transfer our thoughts to you.
AM 1320.
Are you listening?
Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel.
This is News 10 Now. I'm Christina Mendonca. Police are still looking into the California connection of John Carr, a teacher who has confessed to killing JonBenet Ramsey. We're learning more about Carr at 5. We'll have more on the time he spent in Petaluma, where he taught, and why he was in communication with convicted child killer Richard Allen Davis. An accused drug kingpin believed to be responsible for massive drug tunnels discovered between the U.S. and Mexico is now in custody in the United States. Javier Arellano Felix is at a federal detention center. We'll have more today at 5.
Come check out the great new condos at Laguna Oaks, where we're having a builder.
Whoa, whoa. We're not quite going for that vibe with this one.
But come on, man! This is what sells!
Yeah, actually, though, I'm pretty sure you're thinking about used cars there. See, we're talking about the relaxed atmosphere over at Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove, where you can put yourself into a condominium home for as low as $205,750.
It's unbelievable!
Well, unless you're one of the people who have already done the math, found out buying's better than renting, and have taken advantage of this deal.
If you rent, you must be insane!
Don't know if I'd go that far, but with Laguna Oaks offering no down payment and no closing cost, it does make sense to look into.
But wait, there's more!
Now you're talking. You get your own garage, access to a state-of-the-art fitness center, and a sparkling pool.
Laguna Oaks!
Right. Call today, 691-1400. That's 691-1400.
Ah!
Dude.
Sorry. Ah!
yeah, hello. Professor Integer here to clear up some egregious mathematical errors. Jimmy here thinks that when you add, you end up with less. This is not mathematically possible, Jimmy.
Well, actually, I was speaking to SureWest Services, Professor. The more you add, the more they subtract.
But this doesn't add up.
Well, the savings sure do. You choose two new services like high-speed internet and residential phone service. SureWest subtracts $10 a month for a whole year. Add Digital Choice TV, they subtract $20 a month. Then add SureWest Wireless Service, and they subtract $30 every month.
So the more services you add, the more you save?
Precisely.
Ah, the lever! I get it! I get it! I just wish I had invented it.
You add, SureWest subtracts, you save. Now that's new math everyone can love. Restrictions apply. Call 866-SureWest or go to SureWest.com. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, SureWest.
Sacramento summer's making your house feel like an oven? Now you can protect it from the blistering heat with the same product NASA uses on its spacesuits. Radiant Barrier Heat Shield, the smartest, most effective, and affordable way to insulate your home. Don't let the summer get the best of you. Call A Better Insulation now at 1-800-656-2463 and let Dennis make your home a naturally cooler place. A Better Insulation, the smartest decision for your home and family. That's 1-800-656-2463.
Live, local, and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.453 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. I want to ask you about a couple of things here. They have a number of things in common. You have the arena that has been the subject of a lot of discussion all over the place and here on Enid Live. And here you have Assemblyman Dave Jones, and he thinks it's a bad deal. It's a rigged playing field. There is very little economic value that's going to derive from it. And we in Sacramento, anybody who buys anything in Sacramento is going to be asked if it goes through, and I don't think it will, but if it does, to pay an additional quarter-cent sales tax. And it's going to drive a lot of purchasing out of Sacramento, because I know in places like Roseville, right now I think it's a quarter or a half cent lower of sales tax in Roseville. Maybe it's 7.25%. So if you're going to do a big ticket item, you're going to go where you can save some serious money. And maybe this will drive purchasers out of Sacramento. I don't know. You tell me. And then there's a makeover for the downtown mall that's being proposed, the Westfield Mall. It seems sort of scuzzy to me in the past. I have not been there recently. Tell me what, and apparently it must need some sort of a makeover because that's what's being proposed. But what is also being proposed is that the city pick up a $20 million tab, I suppose with the thought of helping the downtown be revitalized. I don't know if a mall is, it's there. It never struck me as the most user-friendly kind of a place. I remember feeling, I guess it wasn't all that bad once you were in it, but these are just longer ago memories of a kind of a scuzzier place. What are your thoughts about that downtown mall? Does anybody go there? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Has it been a good experience? Is it a good place to shop? What do they have there? Seems to me that they have a Macy's there, is that right? And I don't know what other things they have as well. And why should the city, are you in favor of the city picking up a $20 million tab for this $100 million renovation? And this is a very rich company that wants to put an upscale grocery store. Is an upscale grocery store, and I don't know whose, what's it going to be, David Berkeley or what, Whole Foods? What's it going to be in there that's going to bring in a lot of foot traffic? I don't know. But does anybody shop there very much? Do you like it? Is it in need of something? It just seems forbidding from the outside and a lot of trouble to get into. So it doesn't invite you to just come in spontaneously. You've got to make an effort to go there, park the car. And I forget what the parking situation is there and what you have to do. They must have some kind of parking, as I recall, but I don't remember it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So here is another proposal for the city to fork over $20 million for these really rich private companies that will use trying to revitalize the downtown area as the means of squeezing this money out of the city. And I say again, if you want to be a world-class city, you need to offer what is quality. And an arena is not the answer. An arena is like frosting on a cake. And these rich people ought to pay for that arena themselves if they think this is going to be such a boon to the city. What it ought to be is a world-class, you know, a better art scene. All the things. Here's the way I think we ought to be thinking about Sacramento. The things that would make it world-class are all the things that make you want to live here. What are all the things that make you want to live here? What would attract you to Sacramento? You know, is it art? Is it the art scene? Is it a good, viable, what, public transportation system, good universities? What bring you into a city? And those are the things that make for a world-class city. 349-1320. Donna in the Antelope. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I think before we try to decide how to spend our money on how to be a world-class city, we need to determine if we want to be a world-class city. I didn't move here because I wanted to live in New York or San Francisco.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's left channel. Left channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. A ruling today in a closely watched tobacco case. Federal Judge Gladys Kessler in Washington found cigarette makers in violation of racketeering laws for deceiving the public about the dangers of smoking. But that's about as far as she went. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein reports.
Judge Kessler stopped short of funding a multi-billion dollar stop smoking campaign with funds from the tobacco companies. And Bill Corr of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says that's a mistake.
It is imperative that the Bush administration appeal the remedies part of this decision.
Kessler did order the companies to publish corrective statements on websites, in newspaper ads, and in primetime TV commercials. She accused them of suppressing research, destroying documents, and manipulating the use of nicotine so as to increase and perpetuate addiction. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Archer Reynolds Tobacco certainly is gratified that the court did not award any unjustified and extraordinarily expensive monetary penalties that were sought by the government in this case.
David Howard is a spokesman for R.J. Reynolds. The Bush administration is appealing a federal judge's ruling that the domestic eavesdropping program is illegal and unconstitutional.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House, where a spokesman was quick to reject the judge's decision on the wiretap program, declaring we couldn't disagree with it more. In a written statement, Press Secretary Tony Snow insists the program is lawful and has not only stopped terrorist attacks, but has saved American lives.
Today's news conference on the JonBenet Ramsey case didn't yield much information. District Attorney Mary Lacy asked the news media to give her time.
Let us do our job thoroughly and carefully.
She cautions against speculation about the man who's reportedly told police in Thailand that he killed the child in 1996.
I'm Lee Frank in Boulder, Colorado. Intriguing emails about JonBenet's murder were sent by John Mark Carr to Michael Tracy, a Colorado University journalism professor and producer of TV documentaries about the case. After 2 years of exchanges, Tracy called investigators.
One of the reasons why they might be skeptical is they get a lot of stories about wingnuts and so on.
Would this man be a wingnut?
I have no idea.
Professor Tracy is not revealing what the suspected killer of JonBenet Ramsey told him. Lee Frank, CBS News, Boulder, Colorado.
Eating out tonight? Between high gasoline prices and the cost of air conditioning this summer, a restaurant meal has become an unaffordable luxury for many families. Casual dining chains are in a slump, and analyst John Glass says it's not just because of energy prices.
The casual dining industry probably has been a little bit more aggressive in its expansion over the last several years, so there may literally be, you know, too many restaurants chasing too few mouths right now.
Sales at fast food places rose in the second quarter, apparently because financially squeezed consumers are trading down from pricier places. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 7 points today. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 877-33-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-33-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 877-33-GO-WIN. Call now.
A man who worked as a contract employee for the CIA in Afghanistan has been found guilty of assault by a jury in Raleigh, North Carolina.
40-year-old David Pizarro was convicted of using a long metal flashlight to beat an Afghan detainee. The man later died. Pizarro, a former Army medic, was hired by the CIA to interrogate prisoners about attacks on U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Pizarro is the only American civilian tried for abusing prisoners in either Iraq or Afghanistan. He faces up to 11 and a half years in prison. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Pizarro was not charged in the detainee's death. Abdul Wali was being questioned about rocket attacks on a remote Afghan base where Pizarro was stationed. Mel Gibson, who's already apologized for his anti-Semitic tirade, today pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor drunk driving charge. He's sentenced to 3 years probation. Child actor Haley Joel Osment, now 18, is charged with drunken driving and marijuana possession. He crashed his car in suburban Los Angeles last month. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Sacramento's Left Channel AM 1320 is the sponsor of the Sacramento Valley AIDS Run Walk on September 17th at the west steps of the state capitol. Proceeds benefit HIV/AIDS nonprofit agencies in the region. Participation is easy. Visit a local area Starbucks this Saturday from 9 to 1, and representatives from benefiting agencies will be there to register you for the walk. Go to SacValleyAIDSRunWalk.org for participating Starbucks locations.
The Dixie Chicks Accidents and Accusations Tour is coming to the Arco Arena on Tuesday, November 14th. And Elliot's Natural Foods and AM 1320 want you to see the show for free. Simply drop by either of Elliot's Natural Foods locations and enter to win tickets for you and a friend. Elliot's Natural Foods is located at 8063 Greenback at Sunrise and in Folsom at 641 East Bidwell. Nothing to buy, just pick up an entry blank, fill it out, and enter to win Dixie Chicks tickets from Elliot's Natural Foods and AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Local and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
6:06, 6 minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 3 of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember your homework assignment. You're supposed to tell. We're asking you to tell. We hope you'll tell 3 to 5 people every single day that we are here. Enid Live is here on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, that AM 1320 is here on the AM dial, because I think a lot of people don't know that we are here. And you can always get in touch with me, Enid at kctc.com. The volume of emails is so great that I really cannot respond to all of them. But I do see them all. So don't hesitate to send them, because the information is often quite good. And I'm always happy to hear how you feel about various things that we talk about or any of the feedback. It's always really useful. So I'm glad to have the emails. You can always call me. 349-1320, 866-620-1320, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. We are doing full frontal talk radio here at Enid Live. Think of it as an idea lab and a flea market of ideas, and I'm going to be at the Democratic Picnic Saturday, August 19, 1 to 4 o'clock. This is in Condon Park, Mini Street and Butler Road in Grass Valley. Call 477-1804 for ticket information. I think it's $20 or $25 to go. You're, there are going to be door prizes and a raffle, and Charlie Brown's going to speak, and it's going to be catered by Posh Nosh, and you're going to have a choice of tri-tip and chicken barbecue and vegetarian, if you're a vegetarian, and music, and we're going to talk, and it's going to be a nice picnic. I hope I'll be there. We have been talking about a lot of things. We've been talking about Phil Angelides missing in action, suddenly appearing on page 3 of the B with the middle class tax cut, which I think is a really good way to go. Also, with the reduction in college tuition, and we've had a discussion about college tuition, which has been eye-opening, I have to say. And now I want to move along to a couple of other things. First of all, a federal judge in Detroit ordered a halt to the NSA's warrantless surveillance program, ruling for the first time that the controversial effort ordered by Dickey was unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge Anna Diggs Taylor wrote in a strongly worded 43-page opinion that the NSA, National Security Administration, wiretapping program, National Security Agency, wiretapping program violates privacy and free speech rights and the constitutional separation of powers between the three branches of government. She also found that it violates a 1978 law set up to oversee clandestine surveillance. I have to tell you also that there is apparently a move afoot so that if some of this stuff is litigated and found to be illegal, that the people behind it won't be prosecuted. So I think there's some kind of legislation afoot in Congress, so that these smear and fear artists will be somehow let off the hook. And I hope not. I hope that Duke Cunningham's got some more bunk space in the pokey that he's in, because people entering the Club Fed program, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So a federal judge has ordered a halt. This is big news. The Justice Department said that it was appealing the decision and that the parties to the lawsuit had agreed to delay the judge's order until the appeal could be heard. Ruling in a case brought by the ACLU and other advocacy groups, the judge wrote that the public interest, and the judge is 73 years old here, wrote that the public interest is clear in this matter. It is the upholding of the Constitution. It was never, she wrote, the intent of the framers to give the president such unfettered control, particularly where his actions blatantly disregard the parameters clearly enumerated in the Bill of Rights. There are no hereditary kings in America. The only kings we have are in Sacramento. And no powers not created by the Constitution. So all inherent powers must derive from the Constitution, she wrote. This ruling marks a significant setback for the Bush administration. I mean, this is like being slapped in the face, which has aggressively defended the legality of the NSA program since its existence was first revealed in press reports last December. What this administration has done throughout is to do whatever it wanted to and then tell you it's legal. you know, hey, guess what? They're weapons of mass destruction, and screw you. We're doing it. We're going in anyway, and this is what we're going to tell you, that there were weapons of mass destruction. And don't be us. How did we start the show? 25% of us apparently believe that Elvis lives somewhere. And 50% of us, according to the most recent Harris poll that I have seen, 50% of us believe that there were weapons of mass destruction. And the administration knows that it's got lackeys all over the place. People are happy to be propagandists for this administration. And they were able to sell what is essentially a public relations program. They lie. They make it up as they go along. And now what they want to also do is they want to tamper with Social Security. This is the party that brought you Iraq. You want them to touch Social Security? I wouldn't let them touch Social Security. And remember, Dickey's family is all from Wall Street. His grandfather, Prescott Bush, worked with Brown Brothers Harriman. I don't think his father really worked on Wall Street very much, but the uncles are in Wall Street. All of his big relatives are on Wall Street. This is a big, wet, sloppy kiss to Wall Street to get their mitts on our Social Security funds. And it is not a business about private accounts. I mean, the whole thing is preposterous. If you've tried to manage your assets, it is confusing. If you're just a little rabbit bit player, as we all are, most of us are, and you're not a big institutional player, you're essentially investing in a lottery. You don't have any idea whether the stock is going to go up or going to go down. And lots of times, a stock will go up or down independent of the company. The company could be solid and wonderful and provide a really good product, and it doesn't matter. The stock can go down because somehow there's no confidence in the stock. And other times, they're kind of questionable stocks, and they go up, and what they represent are really exercises in smoke and mirrors. So here you have a very significant slap to this administration. In addition, here is a Washington Post poll. There are a bunch of different polls here that are a Newsweek poll that show that the Democrats are moving forward here. This is an edge that the Democrats have held over Republicans. And it looks like on a number of polls, and they include CNN, Post ABC, AP Ipsos, Fox Opinion Dynamics, Newsweek, and so on. These numbers add up to an average Democratic generic edge, which has grown to almost 15%, and this is 84 days before the election. So the question is there a Democratic wave building that will sweep Republicans out of a House majority in November? And the answer apparently is a kind of guarded yes. If you take the average of the last three or four polls, so you know what, I'm very guarded here. I think a lot of Republicans will vote Republican and they will rationalize it by saying, well, Bush isn't a very good president, but he's not running again. And I believe in the principles of the Republican Party, and I'm going to vote Republican. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So my question is, do you think there's going to be, I'm very guarded here, because looking at the numbers in California, where we should be positioning Arnold on the same page with Bush, we're not doing it, and we're not doing it successfully. So right now, Arnold is ahead. That doesn't mean that he will win, but it looks like people feel like he's going to win. And he might, given that this is a blue state and he's a Republican. I can't believe that he might win, but he might. And I hope that's not the case. So if California is a bellwether, and it's usually a bellwether, this is not good news. 349-1320. So I don't think we can afford to be complacent. And there are a number of campaigns that could use your help. I'm sure Phil's campaign can use your help. Durston's campaign can use your help. Definitely Charlie Brown's campaign can use your help. Haswell's campaign can use your help. So I really want to encourage anybody who has a little bit of time on their hands, or if you don't have time, write a check. Even a small check will help. It always helps. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. So here we have a cartoon in today's B. It's a Rex Bavin cartoon. And it's Romulus the wolf and Remus. And what it is Romulus looking like a ferocious animal filled with spikes. And it says war on the side. And drinking at its teats are Chaney and Dickie, the two. So it's called Romulus and Remus. It's pretty powerful. Chaney is saying that there is no guarantee that we won't be hit again. And Orrin Hatch, or I used to call him during the Anita Hill hearings, Orrin Hatchett, who continuously is against the bitter partisanship in Washington, said that the terrorists are waiting for the Democrats to take control, let things cool off, and then strike again. So he is saying that a Democratic win would help the terrorists. Now, just remember, I want to ask a couple questions. And I've asked this before, and I have not received one single answer from any of you. So I want you to scratch your head and think about it. Give me some answer. What has Arnold done for this country, for the state? What has Arnold done as a governor? Has he improved anything? Has he affected your life in any positive way? What has Arnold done for you or for the state in his tenure? That's number one. And what has the president done that's positive? Other than fear and smear, everything else they've done has been a hideous failure. And the question is, using fear as a motivator, are they going to be successful, or have we been able to see through it? The numbers look like the trend is going in favor of Democrats. But I'm cautiously optimistic. But cautious is the operative word here for me. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So if you're theorizing, are they going to be able to sell fear again in the way that they have been able to? Are we finally being able? Now, you're talking about a population, 25% of which thinks Elvis is still alive, and 50% of which thinks there are weapons of mass destruction. What are your thoughts here? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Lows, we got 69, 70, a little breeze going on, 92, 93 for the high tomorrow. We're at 91 here in the River City. And traffic, defective signal light. I told you about that one over at El Camino Avenue and Watt Avenue. That is stopping traffic. We've got a three-car crash just above that due to the defective signal light. Now, southbound Cap City Freeway at East Street, it looks like we got a pedestrian laying down on the right-hand side of the road over the fog line. So you guys slow down for him. I'm not sure if the CHP is on the scene or not. I haven't got an update. You can give me a call if you'd like to update me on some of the traffic you're actually stuck in at 349-1320. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. It's All That Biz with Jim Jacoby on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Here's Jim.
Good Thursday afternoon, everybody. Well, the stock market rally continues on some pretty good economic news today. The index of leading economic indicators unexpectedly dropped by 0.1% in July, reinforcing forecasts that the U.S. economy will slow in the second half of the year. The Conference Board said the decrease followed a 0.1% gain in June. The index dropped at an annual rate of 1.4% over the last 6 months. That is the worst performance since February of 2001, but on the positive side of the ledger, a Conference Board economist said that the economy is cooling, but it isn't likely to stall out. Now, it's good enough to put a rally into the market. The Dow was up 8 points today to 11,335. NASDAQ followed suit, also up 8 points to 2157. A couple companies in the news today. All Sony batteries made for laptop computers are being reviewed by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission after Dell this week recalled 4 million units that may burst into flames. The commission is in discussions with Sony, according to a spokesman for the organization that investigates products that may put consumers at risk. Sony said it expects to share costs associated with the Dell recall, estimated by some analysts to be as much as $400 million. On that news today, Sony dropped 13 cents to $44.93. Speaking of Dell, the company may expand its use of advanced micro devices chips in an effort to boost sales by offering a wider variety of PCs. Announcement may come today when Dell reports second quarter earnings. The move would follow Dell's decision in May to use advanced microchips in some computers, ending Intel's run as Dell's exclusive supplier. On that news today, Dell closed essentially unchanged at $22.79. Advanced Micro, however, jumped $1.64 to $24.21. Looking at the bond market, bonds held steady today with a 10-year bond flat at 4.87%. Oil slipped $1.73 to $70.06 a barrel. That is the lowest price in the last 2 months. And gold tumbled to a 7-week low, dropping $13.70 to $625.30 the ounce. This is Jim Jacoby from A.G. Edwards for Sacramento's Left Channel, AM 1320.
All That Biz with Jim Jacoby is heard every weekday on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Is my family at risk of getting sick from birds?
What can I do to prepare for a pandemic flu outbreak?
There's so much talk about seasonal flu, bird flu, and pandemic flu. What do I need to know?
Having correct information is the best way to protect yourself and family from the flu or any disease outbreak. Being prepared with information and supplies is the best defense. Hi, I'm Dr. Trochet, Sacramento County Health Officer. Pandemic flu refers to a disease that has spread worldwide among people. Currently, there is no pandemic flu virus in the world. The H5N1 bird flu, also known as avian flu, is in Asia and Africa and Europe, but has not arrived in the United States. This virus infects wild and domestic birds, such as chickens, but is not a high threat to humans. Seasonal flu happens every year, usually in late fall and winter. You can protect yourself with a yearly flu vaccine. Educate yourself. Visit our website, scph.com, or call 916-875-5881 for up-to-date information on pandemic, avian, and seasonal flu.
Sponsored by Sacramento County Public Health.
Local and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
5:23 on the Thursday edition as we inch toward the weekend of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7. Okay. 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. All right, Star Wars. That's what, yeah. We've been talking about a lot of things, and we're adding to the conversation. So we began the conversation talking about the fact that Phil Angelides has been missing in action, but now he's on page 3 proposing something pretty intelligent, which is a middle-class tax cut, and it certainly undercuts Arnold's argument that he is going to be a taxing kind of a governor. And he's talking about rollbacks for the middle class, certainly of tuition. And we've been talking about tuition, which is astronomical in state schools in California, which, you know, if you haven't sent anybody to school or been to school, you'll be surprised at how much the tuition has exploded. And a lot of it under Arnold's tenure. So I've asked the question, what has Arnold done for you? Because some of the polling tells us, a lot of the polling tells us, that Democrats are going to have the edge in the next election. I wouldn't get too sanguine about that. I think we're really going to have to get out there and roll up our sleeves and hope to make it happen. Because look at Arnold's got a lead right now. Maybe there are a lot of Republicans who say, well, Dickey was a bad president, but he's not running again, and I want to vote for the Republican way of life, which is tax cuts for the very richest of us. And you have finally something going on where the administration has had its wrist slapped big time, and this is from a federal judge in Detroit, which has ordered a halt to the NSA's warrantless surveillance program, its warrantless wiretaps, and so on. And this was a suit brought by the ACLU. The government is not happy about this, but this is the first significant opposition to this administration in the courts that I have noted in a while. 349-1320, 866, 620-61320. My question, and nobody has been able to answer it, what has Arnold's governorship done for you and for the state in this last couple of years? How has it improved anything? And this administration, which wants to get its hands all over Social Security. It still hasn't given up the idea of giving this wet, sloppy kiss to Wall Street. They salivate over the prospect of getting their hands on your Social Security funds. This administration still wants to do this. This is just a complete giveaway to Wall Street. And this is the administration that brought you Iraq. You want them to touch your money? If you're even trying to invest your own money, this whole business of private accounts, please give me somebody who knows what they're doing. Even if you're knowledgeable, it's not an easy thing to know how to do it in a way that really works for you. And if all these financial planners and all these financial advisors out there who are so brilliant at it, how come they're still going to work every day? That's my question. If they were so fabulous at making money for you, they'd be making money for themselves on their own investments, and they wouldn't need to go to the office every day. 349-1320. So I am very wary of those people. And for most of us who don't have advanced financial planning skills, even when people are pretty knowledgeable, it's not an easy thing to manage money wisely in the market and investment vehicles and so on. So here is this administration trying to con you into the idea, which means everybody's going to go broke, Wall Street's going to get richer, and then who's going to support people in their old age, which is exactly why Social Security was instituted, 349-1320. In the meantime, Orrin Hatch says that if the Democrats win, it's going to be a win for the terrorists. You think they're going to be able to peddle this program to Americans when 25% of us still believe that Elvis is alive? So, as I said earlier, you know, the tabloids had a whole sequence of events going with Elvis. You know, that he was alive, he was seen in Kalamazoo, he was on a motorcycle, then he got married to a waitress, but he had to limp down the aisle because he was in a motorcycle accident from the week before. I mean, it went on and on and on. 349-1320. Nicole Kidman, aren't we happy that this has happened, has taken a public stand against terrorism. Like, are you going to take a public stand for terrorism? The Iran leader has praised the Hezbollah resistance. Dick Cheney says that there's no guarantee we won't be hit again. This is the most evil man in America. I really hope that that lawsuit, and it's on my webpage, go to 1320leftchannel.com, go to my webpage, you can give, and I did. I wrote a check to the Valerie Plame Wilson, Joseph Wilson Legal Defense Foundation. And here's my question. Is the world ready and waiting for Katie Couric? There's all this publicity about Katie Couric. The expectation, yeah, I think she'll do fine. I don't know if she'll do brilliantly, but I think she'll do fine. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Don in Lincoln, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Don.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
You asked about what good Arnold did.
Yeah, what has he done for you?
He's brought to light the incredible waste that this government in California, you know, is that happens in this state.
He did. Anybody who could read a newspaper, anybody who could read a newspaper, could tell you about the waste. So, what has he actually done about anything?
Well, he tried to do something about it and couldn't.
Yeah, and everybody said, hey, you know what, you're wrong, and he lost big time.
No, that's not true.
Are you gonna vote? Why would you vote for him?
Why would I vote for him?
Yeah, man who wears more makeup than a shoe polish, huh? What?
Because he came to office with good intentions.
With good intentions?
Yeah, he wanted to help fix the state.
Wait a minute, so he came to office with good intentions. And what has he actually accomplished? Well, he's been here with all those good intentions.
He hasn't been able to accomplish much because...
Well, maybe he's not very talented, and maybe a better governor would be able to accomplish more. Maybe a governor who didn't lie to the unions and go back on his word with the unions might be able to have accomplished more.
Did I hear you say lie to the unions?
Yeah, lie to the unions.
How did he lie to the unions?
Well, he went back on some of his promises to the unions.
Which was what?
Well, Don, I want you to do your homework and notice there was a really long piece, and I'm going to direct you to it in the Los Angeles Times, on how Arnold made a deal with one of the unions, I think the teachers union, and then he tried to go back on it, and that was it. The teachers union is a hugely powerful union. So if you're going to be an effective governor, what you have to do is make deals and then stick by them. Your word should be your bond. If you make a deal, you don't go back on the deal. And that's one of the reasons he lost big time in that special election. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So, Don said the reason that he's going to vote for Arnold and he thinks Arnold's good is he came in with good intentions. Well, okay. That's nice. I'll have a good intention to get a good grade on my exam, but I won't study. I'm just going to have that good intent. I'm going to have an intention, a good intention, to quit smoking, lose weight, but I'm going to smoke and I'm going to chow down. I'm going to pork out on Hershey's Kisses and Chocolat and booze and In-N-Out Burgers and you name it. But I'm going to have that intention. Well, okay, I'm going to have the intention to, you know, I mean, please, 349-1320, Brad in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Brad.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi, Enid. I wanted to talk to you about the Social Security thing.
Yeah.
Right now, Social Security's in trouble.
No, it isn't. It's not in trouble.
Well, it is in trouble. It will be in trouble for the next 20
well,
years.
Well, you know, you're going to be in trouble, too, in about 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 years.
So we do nothing about it.
No, no. Social Security is one of the programs that works brilliantly. It works very well. It's a program. It's not broken.
Insane.
Don't fix it. It is working very, very well. These are the monies that this administration is using to help fund its ridiculous war.
You're acting like there's a Social Security lockbox. That's a fantasy.
No, no, no. The Social Security is one of the programs that works brilliantly in this country. And you know what? You don't want to mess with it because you're drinking the Kool-Aid that tells you there's something wrong with it. And there isn't. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. TJ in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
How you doing, Enid?
I'm doing well, TJ.
I sent a little message to all the voters who are putting the vote. When we put on in office during the recall, a lot of us were thrived on emotion.
TJ, I cannot hear you. You got a bad phone.
I probably do. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to take the call. Call me back on a better phone. 349-1320, 866-626-1320 opens up a line. Steve in Davis. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, hi, Enid. You know, I've been talking with some of my friends in about the Iraq issue and everything and in the Republican majority issue, and they really don't get it. We were talking,
what is it that they don't get?
We started the discussion about, you know, we just got into it, and I asked them the first question. You realize that Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11, and we never really got past that issue.
They believe that Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11?
Well, it was like this. They said, well, maybe he didn't have anything to do with it directly, but, you know, I trust the president to go into the region, and he must have had something to do with it, because why else would the president go into the region and you know, start a war?
What do these people do for a living? Do they read a newspaper? Are they pretty well educated? Are they not well educated?
Well educated. My one friend is a physician, actually, and another one is a chemist who has completed graduate school. So they are well educated. I don't know if they really read. They have time to read the newspaper much. But it just seems to me like these, now they don't watch Fox, but it sounds to me like they're the type of people, or their viewpoint is from the type of people that watch just Fox and nothing else.
I am just amazed that, you know, you cannot call them educated then. You have to call them graduates of a higher level vocational school if they're chemists and physicians and they have no, and they're saying, well, you know, the president must be right. In other words, they are not keeping engaged in the wider realm of human activity. At this point in the conversation, to think that the president must be right because he's the president is pretty much preposterous.
That's pretty much it, and I can tell you, I strongly argued with them for like 2 hours, trying to get them to. We never got beyond that point. I kept saying things like, you know, he did the right thing by going into Afghanistan because that's where the Taliban were, but you know, going into Iraq is like Japan attacking us in World War II, and then all of a sudden we attack Bolivia.
Right.
You know, there's no reason for it, and they never got beyond that point. They're like, well, you know, I don't know all of the documents and intelligence that the president sees, but I trust the president.
Oh, this is so depressing. Is this a recent conversation?
Like 2 weeks ago, literally.
So are they going to vote Republican then?
I pretty much think so.
Oh, this is really depressing. This is what I mean. I don't care what the polls say. There are a lot of people like what the people you're describing who are going to continue to vote for people like the ones who have run us into the ground like this. Thank you so much, and thank you for thank you for your efforts to continue to convert them and keep at it if you can stand
you.
To. Thanks a lot. 349-1320, 866. 620, 61320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I think we have one line open, 349-1320. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West.
Well, hello, Enid. Lows tonight right around 69. You know, I did that start talking but didn't have the microphone on thing. That's the way it works. Traffic hazard. We do have southbound 99 right next to Fruit Ridge Road. It's on the right-hand side. That's slowing traffic down quite a bit. Three-car crash on the way to 90. Let's see. Southbound 99 near 12. It looks like Fruit Ridge Road and up by Mac. I think it's Mac or Calvine Road. I'm not sure if that's the same exit. It's actually stopping traffic right there, too. On into Twin Cities Road. Now, northbound 99 on the loop there where the octopus goes to get yourself onto 50 or go to San Francisco. That's absolutely stopped. So if you can, go do the left-hand thing and go off the other side. Back with Maureen Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
We may not have solved America's problems yet, but we're working on it. AM 1320.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's your right to listen to the left.
So you're saying that we've become a society of foot abusers?
Yep, foot abusers.
We're back with Dr. Jeffrey Ando, owner of Good Feet Stores throughout Northern California.
It's not intentional, but many people abuse their feet every day.
How so?
By wearing the wrong size shoes, standing throughout the day on super hard surfaces, and simply being overweight.
And Good Feet can help?
The Good Feet Arch Support System actually shifts weight off painfully stressed areas by realigning the bones in your feet and putting your whole body into better alignment.
By realigning the bones in the foot, what does Good Feet accomplish?
Speaking biomechanically...
What?
Biomechanics. It's the study of how we move. By realigning the bones in the foot, the Good Feet Arch Support System puts the whole body into better alignment to restore proper biomechanics.
Visit the Good Feet Store in Sacramento, Roseville, Modesto, and the newest locations in Stockton on March Lane across from Home Depot and Fairfield in the Green Valley Crossing Center across from Costco. Call 1-866-FITFEET. That's 1-866-FITFEET, the Good Feet Store, because everybody needs good feet.
Attention, Northern California. All of Northern California. You need credit for a new car or truck, right? And you're tired of hearing no, 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 right? Then write this number down now. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. It's the number to California's number one volume retail Dodge dealership, Folsom Lake Dodge. And chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. 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 Got a job, steady income, stable residency, minimum down payment. No repos and no bankruptcies in the past year? Chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. We can finance anybody we want. This is an exclusive program offered by our dealership, exclusively for the customers of number one Folsom Lake Dodge. Dealer participation may affect consumer costs. There is no bank at the other end of the phone to say no. Call 1-800-NEW-CREDIT now. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT.com.
Everyone loves a party, but when it's a house party to elect Phil Angelides as the next governor of California, then you've got to be there. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, the Truman Club, the Stonewall Democrats, and other loyal Dems invite you to the Take Back California House Party, Wednesday, August 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Midtown Sacramento.
This is Phil Angelides, and it's time to take back California. See you at the house party.
That's our next governor, and he wants to see you there to help celebrate his campaign for governor. You can be a sponsor or purchase individual tickets for $75, $30 for students and seniors. Do your part for the Democratic Party and Phil Angelides by attending the Take Back California House Party with Phil on Wednesday, August 23rd. For more information or to RSVP, call 916-448-2881. That's 916-448-2881.
I'm Phil Angelides, and I approve of this house party.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Good time.
6:30 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The lines are full. They'll open up, and when they do, I will give out the numbers again. We're talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about what has Arnold done for us, and really nobody has, except that he has good intentions. I can't imagine. Well, that's nice. Isn't that nice? What has Arnold done for us? Just because the Democrats are looking better in the polls, I don't think we can rest on our laurels here, because you just heard our caller from Davis who talked about a physician friend of hers and a chemist friend of hers who believe that even though there may not be weapons of mass destruction, that if the president went into Iraq, there must have been a good reason. And remember now, we're talking about a population in this country, 25% of whom believe that Elvis still lives. Dave, in Modesto. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
How are you doing, Enid?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to, regarding Schwarzenegger, he hasn't done anything good for the state, and, you know, he's trying to take credit now for the power plants. He didn't build one power plant. That was all Davis did, and that was a scam from Bush and Cheney, and we're all paying for that now, and we're going to keep paying for it. Because they're not going to do anything about it.
Well, Arnold's a guy who made a career on steroiding himself to some extent, and maybe he thinks he can do that to the rest of us, but maybe we can see through it.
Well, I hope people can see through it, but I would just encourage people to think back about a year ago when we had an election that cost us hundreds of millions of dollars, and he got his ass kicked because nobody wanted what he wanted, and there's nothing saying that if he wins again, he won't try and do the same thing.
Well, he lost because he alienated a very powerful union, the California Teachers Association, the CTA.
That's right.
And there were a lot of other reasons. He thought he could just bull his way through. He could buffalo his way through, just like he's buffaloed through life. And it doesn't work that way. You need to have skills. Intentions are not sufficient. You need to have skills. You need to have thought of policy.
That's
you
right.
need to know how to negotiate with the various dissident groups that make up the state and that make up the power structure of the state. You need to have those skills. And putting on a lot of makeup every day and keeping your hair chestnut, you know what? It's a full-time job. He doesn't have time to govern. Thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. One line is open. John, in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, John. John?
Yes.
Welcome.
Oh, hi. I was listening to your show, and you were asking if anybody could tell you something that Arnold did that was good.
Yeah, what?
Well, one thing he did was he prevented the car tax from going up.
He did one thing. Gray Davis did the vehicle tax cut, and Arnold kept it going.
My understanding is that he prevented the car tax from increasing.
Well, I think what happened was Gray Davis gave you a tax cut, a vehicle tax cut, and then Arnold prevented it from being. That's my recollection. Somebody correct me if that's not completely accurate. But you mean for 2 years worth? So you think he's worth another 4 years because you're paying a little bit less tax on your car?
Well, yeah.
On your auto registration?
I'm sorry?
You think he's worth another 4 years because you're paying a few bucks less the price of a pizza on your auto registration?
Well, yeah, nickels and dimes add up.
So that's why you want to have Arnold to be your governor for another 4 years?
Well, you know, I think he'll frustrate a lot of the things the Democrats would do if they had a free hand.
Well, like what? Cut back your tuition? Tax cuts for people making under $100,000 a year? Tell me.
Well, I think they were saying that they were going to raise taxes.
No, but Phil Angelides is saying he's going to lower. Do you make $100,000 a year or less, John?
Yes.
Okay. He's going to cut your taxes and try to cut university tuition. Now, would that be a good thing? Would that cause you to vote for Phil?
Well, I think cutting taxes is good, but I think he's also planning on raising taxes.
Yes, if you make over $100,000 a year and if you're a corporation. So will this apply to you, John?
The corporation tax would, because that money is ultimately raised from their customers.
Let me see if I've got this right. Phil is going to try to cut your taxes if you're making under $100,000 and going to try to sock it to the wealthy Californians and to corporations. But you're going to go with Arnold because you saved the price of a pizza on your auto registration. Have I got that right?
Well, Yeah, because I'm not. I'm not really in favor philosophically of, transferring money from people that have earned it and giving it to people who haven't earned it.
Well, then, how do you feel about the tax cuts to the richest Americans that you're going to have to pay for? These are the richest Americans getting all these big tax breaks that are going to have to be made up somewhere, and they're made up on your backs and the backs of the working poor. How do you feel about that? That okay?
I think that's appropriate.
That is appropriate. So you voting for the Republican Party, John? I hate to say this to you, but I think you're voting against your own best interests. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Remember now, 25% of Americans believe that Elvis lives. And you just heard our last caller, who is going to go with Arnold because he saved a few bucks on the auto registration. I guess it's that easy to get votes. You might as well not campaign. You might as well just give everybody 10, 15, 20 bucks, 100 bucks a vote and forget about television time, that because apparently that's all it takes. Ron, in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi. Just one comment about that chemist and physician. Anybody's still supporting Bush must have drank the Kool-Aid and have a brain the size of a golf ball. What Bush has done to our military and our readiness.
Well, a golf ball would be awfully big for the person making up for the person.
Generous.
Yeah, generous, really.
As far as Arnold goes and
what did you think of our last caller who believes that because he got a break on the auto registration tab, the vehicle? The registration tax, I think, is what he was talking about, that he's going to go with Arnold again.
It must take a big old gulp of the Kool-Aid. It's crazy. As far as Phil, I think he can still whip ass on Arnold. But, it seems like Mulholland is uncharacteristically extremely quiet as a church mouse. And I'm kind of wondering, like a lot of people, is this some rogue monkey business involved? Is the White House telling them to go slow, and maybe Mulholland should have a press conference and tell us either you're going to hit the gas, fight the Bush Nazis, have some kind of a five.
Well, now what?
Get out or just get out.
What sway would Rove and the Bush White House have on Mulholland or Angelides? They're going to offer him an ambassadorship or a big position running a.
Yeah, I know, but how many elections have they thrown in the last 5 years? They've thrown many. It seems like Phil is acting like Bob Dole in 96. Either say you're going to hit the gas and fight, or get out. Just forget it. It seems like a one-party type of thing. Obviously, this involves Rove, Bush, Cheney. They put a row of people over there.
You can't jump to that conclusion, even though it's a fun narrative.
Then explain otherwise. Then show us some evidence that you got some fight in you, Phil. Because a lot of us would like to vote for you as an independent, and you can whip his ass, but show us you got some fight. Get Mulholland out there. He's usually a junkyard dog. What the hell is his problem?
Well, he called the show yesterday. I've been getting emails from him. All right, I thank you for the call, Ron. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Susan in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Susan.
Yeah, my question is, he's a realtor, and I...
Who's a realtor?
Angelides, a realtor.
Well, he's not a realtor. He's a developer.
A developer. To me, that's the same thing.
A realtor shows you apartments and homes.
Well, yeah, okay. Anyway.
Tells you things look perkier than they do.
I have a problem with that. I was, I voted for Wesley. And so I'm kind of, what is his stand on the environment? And
he got the Sierra Club. He got the Sierra Club endorsement. Angelides did. Uh-huh. He has just proposed, did you see the B today, page 3?
No.
Big middle class tax cut. If you make under do you make under $100,000 a year, Susan?
Oh, I'm on disability.
Oh, okay. Big middle class tax cut, trying to roll back tuition if you are making over $100,000 a year, or if you're a corporation, that you may get your taxes raised if you are among that class. But I thought it was a very smart political comeback to the Republican allegations that Phil will raise your taxes. What he's saying is he will try to lower them.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't have that problem, but my problem is just the environment and what they're going to do.
He got a Sierra Club endorsement.
I guess what I'll do is I'll call them and find out why.
Are you going to vote for Arnold? Why would you even think about voting for Arnold, Susan?
Just the environment. That's the only thing.
That's the only thing you care about? And why do you think Arnold is stronger on the environment?
That's why I'm asking you.
Well, can I suggest, get yourself, do you have access to a computer?
No.
Okay. Do you get the newspaper?
Yes.
Okay. So start looking at the newspaper, call the campaign.
Well, I read the paper.
Okay. So call the campaigns and see what their stand is. I mean, they're all going to romance you. They're all going to try to seduce you. They're going to seduce you out of your vote and your virginity, Susan.
I know that. I realize that.
And they're never going to call you in the morning. So, you know, but of the two of them, Arnold, what has Arnold, you know, ask yourself, what has Arnold done for the state in the last couple of years except cost us a lot of money?
I think that Wilson's pretty much sticking in there behind Arnold. He says a lot to say as far as what Arnold says. I think he's a good friend of Wilson.
Well, that may be, but I thank you for the call, Susan, and report back when you decide. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I forgot who I was there for a second. I thought I might have been Lisa West or Rachel Douglas or Lauren Haley. I didn't know, or Greg. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left. With Lisa West.
No, I'm sorry. I'm Enid Goldstein today. I think we should trade.
Are you Enid Goldstein today?
I'm Enid Goldstein.
Okay, you get to do the next hour.
Okay, you know what? No problem, Lisa West. I'll do the
traffic, which I can't find my way out of a paper bag.
Yeah, could you please log on?
Yeah, really.
All right, then. Lows tonight right around 16 and highs. 95, we're at 92. I'll tell you what, this Sacramento weather just cracks me up. It gets warmer as the night goes on. It's very interesting. Our traffic gets crappier as the drive goes on, doesn't it? That defective signal light is still at El Camino Avenue and Watt Avenue. They haven't fixed it. Traffic is going a little smoother. They do have traffic cops. They have CHP over there checking it out. Pedestrian cleaned up southbound Cap City Freeway, East Street. It looks like he has been taken into custody. Westbound 50 at State College in South Sac. Three-car crash there. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
For a limited time at Sleep Train, purchase any Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, Simmons, Beauty Rest, Sealy Posturepedic, or Stearns and Foster mattress set, and you'll pay no sales tax. Plus, on approved credit, you'll sleep free for up to 12 months. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Going back to school starts with going to Safeway, your one-stop shopping destination for school supplies. You'll find everything your kids need. Notebooks, paper, pens, pencils, glue sticks, and more. Plus a huge assortment of backpacks and lunchboxes. And save time and gasoline by ordering from home at Safeway.com. You get the same club card savings online as you do at the store. And our friendly drivers will deliver right to your front door. Start this school year right by shopping at Safeway.com. Today online or at Safeway with your club card, Rancher's Reserve boneless beef cross rib or chuck steak in the value pack is $1.99 a pound. Red Lion Nectarines, a Safeway exclusive, are 10 pounds for $10. And Dairy Glen gallon milk is 2 for $3.99. Second item will reflect savings at check stand. How do you save on the rising cost of gasoline? You shop at Safeway. Every time you spend $50 in one shopping trip, you'll earn 10 cents off per gallon of gas. See store for details. Safeway. Ingredients for life.
Want to get to the next level of your career? If working harder at your job won't help, work smarter by earning a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. It's college designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn a degree in only 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-340-9544. At the University of Phoenix Sacramento Valley campus, the small classes are designed for working adults with busy lives. You'll cover more material in less time with convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. Call now for a brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. 1-866-340-9544. Programs vary by campus. Call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-340-9544. That's 1-866-340-9544.
I'd like to start this commercial off by saying, we're not interested in painting pleasing images in your head just to convince you how comfortable you'll be in a spacious new condominium home at Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove. We're not hypnotists. In fact, try not to picture yourself suiting up in your most flattering swimwear, walking through the soft grass, and dipping your toes into the warm, sparkling blue pool for the first time. Or how relaxing it'll be blowing off steam and getting into shape at the state-of-the-art air-conditioned fitness center. Don't even think about how sweet the walk back to your place will be. How you can't help but smile at your neighbors because, like them, you know that one-bedroom homes start at just $199,900. Try not to imagine the air smelling fresher, the breeze blowing softer as you drive home from work with the windows down and ease into your own garage. Take your time calling Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove for a tour. Don't picture your condominium home being bought by someone else. Remember not to focus on how much you'll save owning your home. 691-1400. Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove. 691-1400.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Separation.
Live. 5:56 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. Oh, our beloved Lisa West. Weather, the traffic in a word, crappy. Oh, well, that says it, doesn't it? 349-1320 May in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi.
Hi, May.
I just wanted to say, you said the greatest slogan, and I don't think that you were paying attention. You said it was something about Republican principles, and I just busted up laughing, and I said, what principles? And so that would be a great slogan.
All right. I thank you very much for that.
Okay.
349-1320. Bill, hi. You're live with Enid. Hi, Bill.
Hi. My question is, you've been talking about a tax cut or the tax break that Phil Angelides is going to get, and I don't, unfortunately don't get the B.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals, or is that single family? Would that be a home, a household?
I don't know. It says under, people earning under $100,000 a year, so it's
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The arrest in the JonBenet Ramsey case might not be the big break it first seemed.
John Carr is presumed
innocent.
That's Prosecutor Mary Lacey cautioning against speculation and jumping to conclusions. A police official in Thailand says John Carr has told investigators he drugged and sexually assaulted the six-year-old child, then killed her accidentally. CBS News correspondent Aaron Moriarty has been following the story and says Carr's story doesn't add up.
He actually misstated some of the details. According to a report, he told investigators that he had taken JonBenet Ramsey from school and then taken her in the basement and killed her. Well, that's not true. She wasn't at school. She was in bed.
I'm Lee Frank in Boulder, Colorado. Evidence which seemed to cast doubt on JonBenet's parents as possible suspects has not been linked to the man now in custody. Unidentified DNA was discovered in the little girl's underwear and beneath her fingernails, and there were handprints and shoe prints in the home. So far, there's no proof that John Mark Carr was even in Colorado the day after Christmas 1996 when somebody brutally killed JonBenet.
Carr's ex-wife says he was with her in Alabama. Nashville has been fascinated for a decade with the case of Janet March, a wealthy woman who disappeared without a trace. Today, a jury found her husband, former attorney Perry March, guilty of murder, even though the body was never found. A convict who was jailed with March testified that March told him he'd killed his wife with a wrench during an argument at their home. John Banzaff of the anti-tobacco group Action for Smoking Health is mostly pleased with today's court ruling.
Of course, we're a little disappointed that they didn't hit them in the pocketbook.
A federal judge found cigarette makers in violation of racketeering laws for conspiring to mislead the public about the dangers of smoking, but the judge stopped short of awarding the big monetary damages sought by the government.
This is Jim Krizul in North Carolina tobacco country. The nation's biggest cigarette makers are pleased they're off the hook and won't have to pay out billions of dollars to help people quit smoking. You can expect to see more and more warnings about the health risk of smoking. Tobacco companies will have to put new, even stronger worded ads in newspapers and on cigarette packs and cartons.
The Bush administration says it couldn't disagree more with a judge's ruling today that the National Security Agency's domestic eavesdropping program is illegal and unconstitutional. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says it's not only legal but effective.
It has been very important for the security of our country.
The Justice Department filed an immediate appeal. Belgian tennis star Kim Clijsters will not be able to defend her U.S. Open title. Clijsters' website says she won't be able to play for several weeks because of a wrist injury. It was a good day on Wall Street. Again, the Dow Industrials up another 7 points to 11,334. The NASDAQ 8 points higher at 2157. Part of what was fueling the run-up in stocks is the decline in the price of oil, down nearly $2 today. This is CBS News.
You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All back with a national guarantee of satisfaction. Come in now and get great savings on Goodyear and Michelin tires during our national automotive sale. If you're going places this summer, make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. Sale ends 8-26-06.
Yeah, my wife's pregnant, so since she's driving more carefully now, maybe we could get a discount on our rate, huh?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
It's a sound Beirut hasn't heard in a while. A Middle East Airlines passenger jet from Amman was the first commercial flight to arrive in Beirut since Israel started attacking the airport July 13th. As Israeli forces leave South Lebanon, CBS News reporter Kristen Gillespie says Hezbollah has taken the lead in humanitarian aid.
In town after devastated town in the south, Hezbollah is moving quickly. Today we saw them handing out potatoes and onions and cucumbers and bottles of fresh water that people have been lacking for weeks. Some people were saying this is the first time they've eaten fresh fruits and vegetables since this conflict with Israel began.
A young man who was sophomore class president at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania has been sentenced to between 22 months and 10 years in prison for bank robbery. Greg Hogan Jr., the son of a minister, blames his sick mind. He was addicted to online gambling and desperately needed cash to keep playing. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
America.
American Health Radio programs can be heard every Saturday and Sunday morning on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Learn how you can look and feel better by supplementing your diet with natural herbal products. Tune in each Saturday and Sunday morning on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and listen to these informative and enlightening programs to learn how you can join the millions of people who have improved the quality of their lives. Tune in Saturday and Sunday mornings to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm News 10's Christina Mendonca. Tonight at 11, we'll have more on the time John Carr spent in Petaluma. He's the man who's confessed to killing JonBenet Ramsey. And we'll tell you why he was in communication with convicted child killer Richard Allen Davis. Tonight at 11 on News 10.
Take away all the BS and what's left is the truth. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Because it's your right to listen to the left. Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 4 of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation, a variety of ways that we can be in touch with each other. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. The numbers to call doesn't cost you a penny to weigh in. 916, if you're in the 916 area code, 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-620-61320. And I want to remind you, I'm going to be at the picnic in Grass Valley on Minnie Street and Butler Road. This is Condon Park on Saturday. It's going to be held from 1 to 4. Charlie Brown's going to be talking. He's the congressional candidate running opposite of Deep Doolittle. And there's going to be music, and it's going to be catered by Posh Nosh. And if you want information on how to buy a ticket, 477-1804. I don't know what the area code is there. They didn't put it in. I guess they assume everybody's in the same area code. I think it's 530, but I'm not sure. Excuse me. So that's on Saturday. And remember, your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 people every single day that we are here. 1320 is here, and it's right here at 1320, amazingly enough. And that Enid Live is here from 3 to 7 weekdays, and that Scott and Sims and Morning Retort and all of Air America programming and so on. Right here on the AM dial, and a lot of people have just given up on AM radio. And don't do that, because we're here, and we're really providing the best talk radio we know how to do, and it's beginning to get traction. And it is because you are telling everybody, the word of mouth is spreading. But we cannot, it's sort of like the election, you can't rest on your laurels, because if we don't keep spreading the word, who knows what will happen. So that's your homework assignment. We've been talking about a lot of different things. We've been talking about the gubernatorial election. We've been talking about the presidential election, the midterm elections. I guess I got to talk about JonBenet Ramsey. And it's very interesting, as I read the story, because I, too, have been intrigued by that story. And having worked in Denver, and which is only, you know, like 30 or 40 minutes away from Boulder, there was a lot of talk about JonBenet Ramsey. And I knew Michael Tracy. And the reason that Michael Tracy becomes an interesting figure here is that, well, I'll explain to you in a minute. The reason I knew Michael Tracy a little bit was that he is, in addition to being a journalism professor at CU Boulder, University of Colorado Boulder, he is also a media critic for the Rocky Mountain News. And what they did is they had a media critic from the left and a media critic from the right. At least that's the way it seemed to me. And Tracy was more from the left, and his counterpart was more from the right. And I remember having him on because it seemed to me that the Denver Press Corps was very complacent when it came to the Republican governor, Bill Owens. And when Owens separated from his wife, and this is a guy who made a career. I thought this was really interesting. He made a career on family values. And when he and his wife separated after 28 years of marriage, it's kind of like the way the national press was covering the president. He and his wife separated after 28 years of marriage, and nobody has the guts to ask the most obvious question, which is, was somebody else involved? That is the first question anybody asks when there is a divorce or separation. Was there somebody else involved? They may not ask it, but they're thinking it. Nobody had the courage to ask that question because they didn't want to get shut out of future press conferences. If your beat is the governor and you ask a question that, you know, pisses them off, that's the end of that. They can shut you out, and then you can't do your job, and then there's pressure on your editor, and then you could be replaced. So as a career move, it is a chilling effect on the press. And I really castigated the press for this, and Tracy joined me in that, and then that's why I had him on, because he said it's a fair question to ask somebody who's made a whole career on family values, was anybody else involved in the decision to separate? And it was a trial separation that went on for some years, 3 years, I think. I think they're back together again now, but the press did not, the press gave us a preview of acting like stenographers and cheerleaders, as we saw in the run-up to the war and for many years after the administration installed itself. And I'm a big fan of the press. I'm sort of a member of the press. I'm occasionally a reporter. So I hated to see this go on, but in any event, I had Michael Tracy on, and we talked about that. Now I'm reading the account of the JonBenet Ramsey, this person that claims to have confessed, or that we think has confessed to murdering JonBenet Ramsey, what had apparently begun an extended email correspondence with Michael Tracy, who remains a journalism prof at CU. He began corresponding with him by email because Tracy had done several documentaries, I think, about JonBenet Ramsey. Anyway, this guy, so the frequency, the tenor of the emails over time became such that Tracy, that's when Tracy took them to the district attorney in Boulder. But before that, there were a couple of investigators who'd been continuing to work on the JonBenet case. And I think Tracy brought them into the loop. And I do have a call into Tracy. I don't know if we'll be successful in getting him, but I thought it'd be interesting to talk to him and see what he has to say about this. It's almost too pat a story. The guy that they have brought in, or in the process of bringing in, John Mark Carr, 41, arrested in Bangkok, had some history in Petaluma. Now, there are a couple of things here that strike me as odd. First of all, he said he drugged JonBenet Ramsey before he had sex with her, and that the killing was an accident. But there were never drugs found in the system, in her system. And number two, his ex-wife claims that when the killing would have occurred, he was with the family. So I don't know. I like Charlie Weiss's theory. He floated this idea that somehow this guy was looking at the possibility of doing jail in Bangkok and decided to concoct this story to get him at least out of the country and into the clutches of the U.S. justice system, which is not too perky a place to be. But anyway, if you have any thoughts about this, the sad thing is that if it's true, if this guy is the guy, and he's not just making it up for who knows what reasons, all this time, all the attention was on the Ramseys, the parents. And, of course, Patsy Ramsey just died recently of ovarian cancer. So I don't know how this is all going to come out. It almost seems too good to be true. But he said publicly today that he was with JonBenet Ramsey when she died in what he called an accident. Now, I think the family was in the house at that time. So how could he get in? Was he ever even anywhere near Colorado? I mean, he told investigators he had drugged JonBenet and he had sex with her before accidentally killing her. And he says, I am so very sorry for what happened to JonBenet. It almost doesn't, it's got a kind of odor about it. What do you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So I guess we'll see whether any of this comes to pass. And if we are able to get Michael Tracy, I'll of course, be delighted, because he's very interesting and he's had a very checkered career as a journalist, and now he teaches it. Starbucks. Oh, my God. It should be called Starbugs. Current and former employees of Starbucks filed a federal complaint claiming their corporate bosses have refused to heed repeated warnings about inadequate training and chronic infestation of roaches, rats, and other vermin in New York stores. Well, we have a lot of vermin in Washington, and an inadequate training of the roaches, rats, and other vermin, I don't know. But anyway, the company strongly denied the allegations, noting the complaints were coordinated by a handful of activists who were trying to unionize the chain. Out of the 201 Starbucks stores in New York, the Department of Health issued notices of violation to 44 for rodent or insect activity in the most recent round of inspections. Well, 44 out of 201 is not a small number. I constantly have to deal with mice, cockroaches, and fruit flies all over the place, said one of them who works at one of the stores. The root of the problem is that we've never staffed properly to clean the place right, and we never have the right equipment to clean the stores. Starbucks, which has refused to recognize the union, brushed off all the allegations as the latest tactic in an aggressive campaign against Starbucks. I just have to share this with you. This is, I read it once, quite a while back, so if you don't want to hear it again, shut your ears. But this, I have had a hard time going into Starbucks after I listened to this. And this is a Jackie Mason rant on Starbucks. He said, if I said to you, I have a great idea for a business, I'll open up a whole new type of coffee shop. Instead of charging 60 cents for a coffee, I'll charge $2.50, $3.50, $4.50, and $5.50. Not only that, I'll have no tables, no chairs, no water, no free refills, no waiters, no busboys, serve it in cardboard cups, and have the customer clean it up for 20 minutes after they're finished. Would you say to me, that's the greatest idea for a business I ever heard? We can open a chain of these all over the world? No, you would put me right into a sanitarium. And it's burnt coffee. It's burnt coffee at Starbucks. Be honest about it. If you get burnt coffee in a coffee shop, you call a cop. You say, it's the bottom of the pot. I don't drink from the bottom of the pot. But when it's burnt at Starbucks, they say, oh, it's a special roast. It's a special bean from Argentina. That bean is in your head. I know burnt. You want coffee in a coffee shop? That's 60 cents. But at Starbucks, if it's cafe latte, $3.50. Cafe cremier, $4.50. Cafe suisse, $9.50. For each French word, another $4. What is a little cream and coffee make? Why does a little cream and coffee make it worth $3.50? Go in any coffee shop. They'll give you all the cream you want until you're blue in the face. 40 million people are walking around in coffee shops with pitchers of cream. Here's all the cream you want. And it's still 60 cents. You know why? Because it's called coffee. And you want cinnamon in your coffee? Ask for cinnamon in a coffee shop. They'll give you all the cinnamon you want. Do they ask you for more money because it's cinnamon? It's the same price for cinnamon in your coffee as for coffee without cinnamon. 60 cents, that's it. But not in Starbucks. Over there, it's cinnamonier, and that'll be $9.50, please. You want a refill in a regular coffee shop? They'll give you all the refills you want until you drop dead. You can come in when you're 27 and keep drinking coffee until you're 98. And they'll start begging you, here, you want more coffee? Do you know that you cannot get a refill at Starbucks? A refill is $1.50. Two refills, $4.50. Three refills, $19.50. So for four cups of coffee, $35. And there's no chairs in those Starbucks. Instead, they have those high stools. You ever see those stools? You haven't been on a chair that high since you were two. 73-year-olds are climbing and climbing to get to the top of the chairs. And when they get to the top, they can't even drink the coffee because there's 12 people around one little table. And everybody's saying, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. And then they can't get off the chair. These old people are begging people, mister, could you get me off this? Do you remember what a cafeteria was? In poor neighborhoods all over this country, they went to a cafeteria because there were no waiters and no service, and so poor people could save money on a tip. Cafeterias didn't have regular tables or chairs either. They gave coffee to you in a cardboard cup. So because of that, you paid less for the coffee. You got less, so you paid less. It's all the same at Starbucks. No chairs, no service, a cardboard cup for your coffee, except in Starbucks, the less you get, the more it costs. By the time you get, they give you nothing, it's worth four times as much. Am I exaggerating? Did you ever try to buy a cookie in the Starbucks? Buy a cookie in a regular coffee shop. You can tear down a building with that cookie, and the whole cookie is 60 cents. At Starbucks, you're going to have to hire a detective to find that cookie, and it's $9.50, and you can't put butter on it because they want extra. Do you know that if you buy a bagel, you pay extra for cream cheese in Starbucks? Cream cheese, another 60 cents. A knife to put it on, 32 cents. If it reaches the bagel, 48 cents. That bagel costs you $3.12, and they don't give you the butter or the cream cheese. They don't give it to you. They tell you where it is. Oh, you want butter? It's over there. Cream cheese? Over here. Sugar? Sugar's here. Now you become your own waiter. You walk around with a tray. I'll take the cookie. Where's the butter? The butter's here. Where's the cream? Where's the cream cheese? The cream cheese is there. You walked around for an hour and a half selecting item, and then the guy at the cash register has a glass in front of him. that says tips. You're waiting at tables for an hour, and you owe him money? Then there's a sign that says, please clean it up when you're finished. They don't give you a waiter. They don't give you a busboy. Now you become the janitor. Now you have to start cleaning up the place. All these old people are walking around cleaning up Starbucks. Oh, he's got dirt too. Wait, I'll clean that up. They clean up the place for an hour and a half. Starbucks can only get away with it because they have French titles for everything. And I say this with the highest respect because I don't like to talk about people. That's Jackie Mason's rant on Starbucks. And you know, ever since I read that, I cannot walk into a Starbucks with a straight face. You have to explain to me about Starbucks. I think it's a lifestyle thing where, you know, it's Starbucks. But he's absolutely right. What a con. 3491320, and now their employees are suing because they're rodents and vermin. Just, you know, the same kind of thing you find in Washington, D.C., trying to run the country. Rodents, vermin, you name it. We have a couple lines open. 3491320, 866-626-1320. Ellen and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, this is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
I just wanted to comment on the JonBenet Ramsey thing. And, you know, when you listen to all of the stuff that's sort of filtered out today, it just seems to me that since the penalties for child molestation are so much higher in places like Thailand than they are here, it just seems very dodgy, the whole thing.
What seems dodgy about it? I mean, Charlie's theory is that he was facing some sort of hassle in Thailand, so it was just easier to concoct a crime and get over here. But I don't, you know, I mean, we were just being, you know, we're just horsing around about that. What do you think?
Well, the thing is at one point he said, or it's reported that he said, that he picked her up from school. And, you know, there's nothing that supported any sort of evidence that anybody picked her up from school.
Well, they must have. I am sort of vague on the details, but I think there was some sexual act. They've got to have DNA, and didn't they have DNA of somebody that they couldn't compare it with? So all they've got to do is a DNA sample on him to give them some information.
Well, exactly, and that doesn't take that long, but. You know, I've long thought, and I don't know how far on a limb I'm going here, but, you know, the behavior of the Ramseys themselves was always so suspicious, and it created so much interest in them or, you know, the mothers being the perpetrators. But I always thought that their behavior seemed pretty reasonable if their son was involved in some way. If they're protecting another child, I mean, after this tragedy of losing their little girl, if there is some involvement with their son, that's the only thing I could ever think of that would have explained their behavior during the time.
Well, that is a theory, and the son is I don't know how much younger was the son, or was he older? I don't recall.
He was older.
She would have been 16. How old is he now?
You know, I don't know that to be sure. This story has been so out of the news for such a long time that it's really hard for all of us to kind of remember the details, but. But I know that he was older at the time, and it's an awful thing to suggest, but I don't know. I mean, it just seems so odd that the family would have behaved the way they did.
Well, what I always thought was odd was that Patsy Ramsey, that the mom and dad each had their own defense attorneys. Yeah. I thought that was very odd. I mean, who knows what happened. If it's true, if it happens that this is the actual murderer, I mean, I don't understand. I know they had a big house, but how this can all happen and you don't hear any, how does somebody get in? I mean, the whole thing is very odd to me. But if this is really the murderer, it would be sad that the whole family was under a cloud of suspicion. And if you were the brother, you have grown up with this. It has affected your whole life. Not only that you lost your sister and now he's lost his mother, but just the way people view you and view the family, and they've picked up and moved about a million times. I don't know. I think that family has been cursed in a number of ways.
I agree. I feel sorry for them.
I do, too. I thank you very much, Ellen, for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What is the appeal of Starbucks? It's a kind of a lifestyle thing. Kind of a lifestyle that you want to spend, that you can't wait to spend $5 for a cup of coffee. Give me a hint about this. Ashwin in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. I actually want to hire those employees.
What? I'm sorry, Ashwin, I can't hear you.
I want to hire those employees who are suing because I want those employees who really care about a place that much.
Well, okay. Starbucks is saying that the reason that they're alleging vermin and rodent and so on is that they want to unionize. But actually, the 200 and some stores, restaurants or, you know, what do we want to call them, Starbucks, whatever, in New York, 40-some of them have been cited by the New York health officials.
Yeah, and these health departments don't joke around. If it's rodents, they mean rodents, and they find all of them. I mean, rodents are not like human beings. They don't flush away their excrement. They leave it around, so there's evidence over there.
Those rodents, they don't use the men's room, the ladies' room, like they're supposed to?
Well, I think
that's what I'm
put a sign out.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Girl rodents and boy rodents. I thank you very much for the call. You know what? Here's the thing. All right, I have an idea. Here's the way you get this administration out. You get the health department after these rodents and these vermin running the country in Washington, and that is the way that you are. That am I supposed to know? Right now? Am I supposed to take a break now, or have we already done that break?
You know what, Enid, whenever you want to. The Starbucks thing's really cool. I'll get the traffic. It'll be no problem.
Oh, I just, you know, the time is getting out. It got away from me. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. Time for us to take a break. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320. Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
It is time to do that. And, you know, traffic is looking all right. That defective signal light. Though, I mean, it still hasn't got off my screen. It looks like that traffic is backed up there. That signal light's really putting a damper on things at El Camino Avenue and at Watt Avenue. Now, we do have eastbound I-80 just west of Auburn Boulevard. Collision, accident, emergency vehicles are blocking the lane there. And westbound 50 at State College, I have 3-car accident, emergency vehicles there. Back with more Enid Live. You can email her at 1320leftchannel.com and give her a call. Now, if you have a traffic update here at about 626, just give me a call. 349-1320. Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left today in 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th annual Immigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Are you paying too much for your prescription drugs? Maybe you don't have prescription drug insurance, or you missed the government's recent Medicare deadline. What if you could save up to 80% on your prescriptions delivered right to your door? It's possible if you order from Canada through Glenway Pharmacy. Glenway is a Canadian pharmacy authorized to fill prescriptions to U.S. residents. And Glenway has low Canadian prices on over 1,500 drugs like Fosamax, Plavix, Lipitor, Norvasc, and many more. Over 50,000 customers depend on Glenway for lower drug costs. Just call Glenway Pharmacy toll-free for a free prescription catalog. Call 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. You can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Call Glenway Pharmacy 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. Call right away 1-866-865-2211.
I'm taking care of myself, making the decisions that are right for me.
We're informed.
Prepared, just in case.
We're starting a family, and we're so excited.
I'm using protection.
Definitely. Getting tested, too.
To be sure.
At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you.
With high-quality personal care.
At an affordable cost.
Take care of yourself.
For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
First, I love listening to you guys in the morning. Your opinions are, you know, they're not way out there, but you guys are making great points. I love listening to you.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome. And I just thank you guys for making good points there every day.
No, well, thanks a lot. And anytime we're off base, feel free to check in and reel us in.
Scott and Sam's mornings, 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Now, 349-1320.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail. 6:30 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about JonBenet Ramsey, and I'm trying to get Michael Tracy on. We'll see if I'm able to do that. He's sort of been ducking the press, I think, because I think there have been a million calls. But I did see him on CNN. So if you're on television, then he's not ducking you. A couple of questions I want to ask about the coverage. If you are watching cable TV, they are all over it. And it is sort of, there are sort of certain stories, whether it's OJ, whether it's JonBenet Ramsey, whether it's when JFK Jr. went down in a plane, where they just don't let up on and on and on and on, way beyond. So I wonder if you have some thoughts about that. Because if they were to do that on the president's, on the administration, on what's really going on and on and on and on, you know, maybe we would be more conversant with what's really going on. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Time Magazine has moved its delivery date. If you're a Time subscriber, and are very many people anymore Time Magazine subscribers or Newsweek Magazine subscribers, Time Magazine said it's going to move its delivery date from Monday to Friday, beginning next year as part of a broader plan to make over the magazine and its website. Why would you want to? It seems to me there are two things. If your magazine comes on a Friday, maybe you have the weekend to look it over and you might read it. If it comes on a Monday, if you're breaking a story and the news cycle sort of begins on a Monday, it may be that you will get more publicity for your magazine. I think it's interesting that these magazines survive, because there was a time when you weren't thought to be up to speed unless you also read things like Time and Newsweek, because they digested the whole week's news. But you can do this now. You don't need to read Time or Newsweek unless there's some special reporting or unless they have special columns. And they do sometimes. There are some good reporters for both publications. Instead, you can just go online and you can get the news moment by moment. You don't even have to wait for the newscast to begin. So I wonder if it makes any difference at all, and whether it's going to make any difference to their circulation. Because if that's all they can think of, it's sort of like in education, let's solve our educational problems by putting students in uniforms. Let's solve our circulation issues at Time Magazine by changing the date that you receive the magazine. I don't know that it'll make very much difference. What do you think? 349-1320, 866, 626-1320, and MySpace. If you are on it, a lot of kids are on MySpace. Phil Angelides had nothing to do with creating a MySpace page under his name. His teen daughter was the first to point out his presence on MySpace, but rather than kill a volunteer's unauthorized efforts, the campaign has embraced MySpace, using Angelides' personal profile page to post position papers and other announcements. We've come to embrace it as our own. So you have politicians. It isn't only pedophiles who are using MySpace. It is also politicians who are using MySpace, and that's going on. But it also, I want to bring up the issue of Katie Couric, she's going to start, I think, September the 5th. And I'm wondering whether you think she's going to make any difference at all. So she's been going on a press tour, and when she goes on this press tour and talks to people and talks to the press, it's not unlike when movie stars do it. When movie stars go on these tours, they don't really go anywhere. You come to them and you get a question, and it's all very heavily chaperoned. You have they always have a million handlers around and stuff. You get to ask a question and it lasts for 2 seconds. So anyway,
Katie Couric was made available to the press and on a very limited basis, and we could have taken it, and I think we would have been able to ask a question or two, but I don't know, it just seems so public relations handled that I wasn't very interested in doing it. But there's certainly been a lot of press about her taking over as an anchor, or what is her look going to be. Now, I don't know if that's people speculating. Nobody speculates on what Dan Rather's look was going to be, although they did actually. For a while, it looked like he was dyeing his hair, and then he had a real short haircut, and then he was wearing this dopey sweater, and so maybe his looks were as important to the product as her looks are going to be. I think she'll be fine. And the question is, were the expectations for her too high? And then the New York Post was reporting that she didn't have as big an expense account as she had when she was at NBC, yadda, yadda, yadda. Many of you know that I collect obituaries, and I have a wonderful obituary that I have. But before I get to that one, I want to share with you a story, because one of the things I really believe in, and one of the things I talk about, is how we can be generous and how we can take something, whatever we have in life, and try to make it better than we found it. Sometimes it's something as mundane as if you've got a new desk at your office and you inherit it from somebody else, clean it up. If you've got a situation with a friend, a relative, somebody, and there are loose ends to it, or you realize that you shouldn't have said something, and you realize you made an error in something, clean it up. Apologize. Clean it up. If there's something larger, you are in a public commons area, the kitchen where you work, the john, and there's something on the floor, pick it up. If you're walking on a trail and there's junk around, pick it up. Clean it up. It's a literal way of trying to improve what you find. And there are people who do way more when they encounter problems of homelessness and problems of poverty and problems of standing up for the right thing. If you've been manhandled by a public agency and you decide to fight back, you are making something better. You are righting a wrong. You are improving a situation. You're making something better than you found it. And I think that probably the home remodeling that people like to do, and I love reading about it. I've never done it, but I love reading about it, is probably part of that impulse. Because I think we have that impulse. Maybe I'm wrong about it, but I think we have the impulse to make something better than we found it. And a corollary to that impulse is a kind of generosity. And I saw a story in the Chronicle about a kid who acted on this impulse when he was 12, and he is now 17. And I want to share that story with you as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Lows tonight, 69-70, nice and breezy. Though we're still sitting at about 91 here in the River City. Westbound 50 just west of 10th Street. A vehicle on the right-hand side of the road stopping traffic a little bit, slowing it down anyway. Sunrise Boulevard at Wild Ridge Drive. We have a three-car accident there. And southbound Cap City Freeway at East Street. I'm not sure exactly what's going on with the pedestrian over there. If you guys are over there, Cap City Freeway and E Street, give me a call because I'd like to know. It still hasn't really been there. CHP officers on scene. That's about all I know. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get this deep in debt, but now you need a way out. A way to relieve the anxiety. A way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-866-626-6444. Debt Settlement USA understands what too much debt can do, like the persistent calls from bill collectors, the late fees, the emotional stress. Talk to Debt Settlement USA. They save over $1 million for their clients each month, and they can help get you back in control again, too. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. 1-866-626-6444. They can negotiate huge reductions and help you become debt-free faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. 1-866-626-6444.
626-6444.
How important is the women's vote?
Well, 22 million single women failed to vote in the 2004 presidential election. That could have made a real difference.
And to think that women in the suffragette movement risked everything in order to attain their right to vote.
Women need to know that they can really change the course of history.
That's why AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel wants everyone to get involved by taking part in the Women's Equality Day Parade on Saturday, August 26th in Sacramento.
The Suffrage Parade will begin at Southside Park at 8th and T Streets at 9:30 a.m.
The Grand Parade with marchers and floats will then rally on the west steps of the Capitol at 11 a.m. featuring noted speakers and activists.
This is your opportunity to help commemorate and reaffirm women's right to vote.
Make your plans now for Women's Equality Day on Saturday, August 26th.
You can register or get more info at womenequalitydayparade.com or call 916-435-9760. That's 916-435-9760.
Join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel for the Suffrage Parade Saturday, August 26th.
Attention, Northern California. All of Northern California. You need credit for a new car or truck, right? And you're tired of hearing no, 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 right? Then write this number down now. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. It's the number to California's number one volume retail Dodge dealership, Folsom Lake Dodge. And chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. 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 Got a job, steady income, stable residency, minimum down payment, no repos and no bankruptcies in the past year? Chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. We can finance anybody we want. This is an exclusive program offered by our dealership, exclusively for the customers of number one Folsom Lake Dodge. Dealer participation may affect consumer costs. There is no bank at the other end of the phone to say no. Call 1-800-NEW-CREDIT now. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT.com.
My back was killing me for 20 years.
We're talking today with John Dietisch from Orangevale about the Good Feet store.
My back was pretty much in constant agony. It almost destroyed my life.
What did you try for relief?
I was willing to try anything from drugstore remedies to doctors, even saw specialists. But relief, I didn't get any relief.
How'd you find the Good Feet store?
A friend of mine had been to the Good Feet store and actually sent me there. From the moment the folks at Good Feet Custom fit me with their arch support system, I began feeling better.
So Good Feet relieved your suffering?
I won't leave home now without them. Good Feet Arch Support saved my back and my life.
Do you have back issues, sore feet, tired legs, or heel problems? Take control of your life and come to the Good Feet store. Good Feet makes over 300 different arch supports here in the U.S. to fit most any need, any shoe, any lifestyle, and most come with a lifetime warranty. The Good Feet store, America's number one arch support in Sacramento, Roseville, Modesto, Fairfield, and Stockton. Call 1-866-FIT-FEET, 1-866-FITFEET, like Paige says.
Everybody needs Good Feet.
Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. If you're just joining us, we have been all over the place today as usual. We have been at Phil Angelides' campaign. We have been at the arena. We have been talking about that shopping center that wants to, the mall in downtown Sacramento that wants to hit the city for $20 million. We've been talking about why Arnold would make, why anybody thinks he's done anything, you know, why has he been even a good governor in the last couple of years? We've done a lot of stuff today, and we've been talking about JonBenet. And now we're talking about something. I was talking to you about the impulse to help other people. And here was a kid who was 12 years old, rather living in rather rarefied circumstances in San Francisco. His mom's a venture capitalist, and she took him to Switzerland, Geneva, one summer to attend. She was attending the annual meetings of the World Economic Forum's Global Leaders of Tomorrow conference, I guess, or she took him to be part of it. Anyway, he saw a soccer game nearby, and he became part of it. And it was a group of Nigerian men playing soccer, and they said, "You want to play football with us?" And they were just, you know, and so that's how he met this one guy, Kunle Malomo. Malomo is now 34. He is a Nigerian management consultant who moved to the U.S. in 1996. Between meetings at the World Economic Forum, he told this young man, whose name is Arthur Galanter, about the school he'd attended in Nigeria and the fact that it had no computers. So here was this 12-year-old who said, so I was like, why don't we do something about that? He remembers. So he and I worked together, and we talked about how we could get some of the laptops from my graduating class to go to Nigeria. He has a very curious mind, Maloma said. His mom is very entrepreneurial and very daring and blazes new trails. And so it looks like this then 12-year-old was taking after his mom. And a year after, he met Malomo. 22 members of Galanter's graduating class donated their computers. Galanter's mother paid to have them shipped to the school, the international school in Nigeria. And ever since, said Galanter, who is now 17, he said, I have been collecting more computers from the town school, which is in San Francisco, and now I'm going to other companies asking, and I'm trying to make it a much better thing. And he even has a sort of fancy highfalutin name for his computer, his sending computers to Nigeria. He's calling it the Global Technology Exchange Foundation. He admits it has had a slow start and that it lost momentum when he went away to school. And he will graduate next year, but his dad is the CEO of this little foundation that he started, and he runs it. He says, while I'm away, he said, but I'm the founder. He's going to apply for nonprofit status for his foundation, and he said, I've written emails to the presidents of FedEx, that kind of stuff, trying to get help. I wrote to DHL and the president of UPS, but I guess it never reached him, which is a nice way of saying they never responded. But maybe when they see the publicity in the San Francisco Chronicle, they'll respond. I think that's just wonderful. That was a 12-year-old who talked to somebody and realized that he could put these two things together, and he did it. And I just thought that was really pretty amazing. So 349-1320, 866-626-1320. A while back, I read a piece in the Wall Street Journal. I don't know if it's still true. But you have inmates who are incarcerated for forever, and there's nothing to read in some of these prisons, and they were desperate for books. They were writing to publishers. They were writing all over the place. And, God, wherever you go, even the thrift shops will not take books a lot of times. They won't even take typewriters. I used to collect typewriters, and even thrift shops don't want typewriters anymore. I think typewriters are really interesting. I like them, but I can't collect them anymore because I've run out of room. Anyway, so here are all these books cluttering up. Even in, some Salvation Armies won't even take books because they are so overwhelmed by them. And there are only so many you can use in a library sale. And here are these inmates. And then there are always these third world countries that could use books. And a lot of books just go to waste. So I always wished that there was some kind of a program that would put these excess books and the people who don't have enough books together so that it would be a more balanced situation. If you know of any kind of a group like that, I'd like to hear about it because we have a lot of books and I think we should all know about it. One of my favorite places, and I'm amazed to find out that it's traded on the New York Stock Exchange, is a dopey dumpy place called Big Lots. Have you ever been to Big Lots? They have there's one around here, and maybe they have a bunch of them around here, I don't know. But what I love about Big Lots is it's a place where everything is for sale very inexpensively. It's cheap heaven. But more than that, if you are an archaeologist of the culture, Big Lots is a place to go to figure out what has been going on in this culture. Because everything that never sold, that seemed like a good marketing idea, winds up at Big Lots. For example, and it's filled with products that do five things. In other words, here's what you can expect the marketing team was thinking about. They were thinking, if people love our product because it does one thing, let's add two more things, and if that's good, let's add five more things. And then they put this overloaded, overbloated product on the market. Nobody wants it. And a lot of big manufacturers. So the products that don't succeed, I think, that don't sell, wind up at Big Lots. And the other place where you can find out what has been going on in the culture is I love flea markets and yard sales. There must have been a time when everybody was thinking that they were going to brew their own wine, because what you find is a lot of this junky wine-making equipment or beer-making equipment, or everybody is so zonked on whatever, on sleeping pills that don't work, Lunesta or whatever the ones that where you start cooking at 3 o'clock in the morning. I forget what those sleeping pills are. Or they're not taking sleeping pills and should, they're up watching these infomercials, and at 4 o'clock in the morning when you're most vulnerable, I guess you send away for this junk. But wait, there's more. That's what they always say. But 1995. But wait, there's more. And then they give you four of these things that cost 10 cents to make, and they're selling it for 1995. And then 10 minutes later, where does it wind up? Big Lots. It winds up in the yard sale. It winds up in the flea market. It winds up in the thrift shop. Well, here's I have a potential inhabitor of Big Lots. This is going to be next. This is my thought. I'm going to share this with you. A distillery, which is a big distillery, Brown-Forman Distillery, has a new line of varietal wines. This is brand new, but I think it's going to wind up in Big Lots. Has a new line of $10 varietals it thinks will be a perfect fit for the nation's 34 million women who drink wine. And listen to what they've called it. They've called it Little Black Dress Wines. I don't think there's a woman in America who's going to pop for... And let me tell you the story, which I have told you before. I'll tell you again. Marlboro's. When Marlboro cigarettes were first introduced, they were introduced as a woman's cigarette with a red filter tip or something like that. Well, guess what? Women didn't buy it, and men weren't going to buy it. And that was the end of Marlboro's until they realized what they needed to do, and they made it a man's macho cigarette. They lost the red filter tip, and now it was a macho cigarette. And not only did men buy it, but because it was so macho, positioned as a macho brand, so did women. So can you imagine a guy buying a bottle of Little Black Dress Wines? And can you imagine a woman buying a bottle of this stuff? You tell me. This is going to, I'm telling you, in 2 years, in a year, in 6 months, you're going to see it at Big Lots. 349. I don't think it's going to work. You want to buy a real bottle of wine. Do you want to buy a bottle of wine that's called a Little Black Dress Wine? I don't think so. They should have put the H in there, the wine. We'll sell no wine before it's time. 349-1320. We have a 866-626-1320. Mike and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
You commented about garage sales and yard sales, and my take on it is that my former companion, who I delightfully referred to as my ungirlfriend, is a recovering yard sale addict. and she recently sold her big old house in Midtown, and it was like completely filled with objects from her years of yard sale campaigning. And
did she use this stuff, or did she just, it was too good to let it to leave it behind?
Well, actually, she was afraid that the market was going to implode and she'd be stuck with this huge house she couldn't pay for, so she wanted to off it before the price went down dramatically. But all of a sudden, she had to get rid of 57 tons of books and interesting objects. But
I would have liked to have gone to her yard sale.
Yeah. I think it happened before you got to town, or we would have been glad to invite you. One of the things that we always noticed, and it became a comedic comment on yard selling, was that everybody has certain things at yard sales, and it seems like the most common thing that we agreed that we kept seeing was these stupid Mexican hats that were sold by Chevy's restaurant. So there's like Chevy's restaurant Mexican hats. It became the standing joke.
I've never seen. What are those? What are they? Are they like sombreros?
Yeah, it's a sombrero, and it says Chevy's on it. It seemed like every yard sale in Davis had one of them, and so we decided that apparently the yard sale police in Davis must go around and make sure that every yard sale has a Chevy's.
You cannot be a legitimate authorized yard sale unless you have these hats from Chevy's.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's a good... I want to know... I thank you, Mike, for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, let me tell you about the weather. It's going to be awesome for the next couple of weeks, actually, and you can just go do all kinds of yard sales. Interesting enough, I moved here from Montana, grew up in Wyoming, and I have never seen so many yard sales throughout the year. I went to a yard sale this last year in January. That's very interesting to me. So you know what? You're going to have a lot, and the traffic's looking pretty good to yard sale as well. 99's cleared up southbound. Northbound's cleared up, going about 65, 70 miles an hour. Over top of the mountain at 50, they're still at about 50 miles per hour, and our defective signal light is still slow there at El Camino Avenue and Watt Avenue. Back with more Enid Live, I'm Lisa West at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
He's touched your soul. One can leave your head on. One amazing evening live.
Unchained my heart.
With musical icon Joe Cocker.
Friday, September 1st at Silver Legacy's Grand Exposition Hall in Reno.
Joel Cocker. Over three decades of this. All in one night.
Tickets are on sale now. At Ticketmaster.com or SilverLegacy.com or call Silver Legacy Resort Casino at 1-800-MUST-SEE. Joel Cocker. Friday, September 1st at Silver Legacy's Grand Exposition Hall. Tickets are on sale now at Silver Legacy Resort Casino.
Ah, yeah, hello. Professor Integer here to clear up some egregious mathematical errors. Jimmy here thinks that when you add, you'll end up with less. This is not mathematically possible, Jimmy.
Well, actually, I was speaking to Sure West Services, Professor. The more you add, the more they subtract.
But this doesn't add up.
Well, the savings sure do. You choose two new services like high-speed internet and residential phone service. Sure West subtracts $10 a month for a whole year. Add Digital Choice TV, they subtract $20 a month. Then add SureWest wireless service, and they subtract $30 every month.
So the more services you add, the more you save?
Precisely.
Ah, the lever! I get it! I get it! I just wish I had invented it.
You add, SureWest subtracts, you save. Now that's new math everyone can love. Restrictions apply. Call 866-SureWest or go to SureWest.com. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, SureWest.
If you could change your life, what would you do? Lose weight? With the Light of Life, you can. Let Master Healer Howard Lee and the Light of Life help you transform your life by releasing you from destructive thinking patterns. On Saturday, August 26th, you can learn to eliminate your weight issues and stop emotional eating forever. Call Kathy at 916-764-0037. It's time to stop feeling miserable. Call 916-764-0037 or visit thelightoflife.com. That's 916-764-0037 or thelightoflife.com. Do it today.
The Al Franken Show.
Affordable health care. Universal health care is what we need. Every Democrat should say on January 3rd or whenever we come in, whenever the new Congress comes in, we've taken over the House and maybe both the House and the Senate. We'll introduce legislation to make universal health care for every kid in the country. Just start there. Who's going to be against it?
The Al Franken Show, weekdays 9 to noon on AM 1320.
Sacramento's left channel.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
6:56 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours for just a few minutes more, so let's go right to the phones. Robert in Citrus Heights, hi, you're live with Enid.
Thank you. This is AUSD. I have two comments to make.
Yeah.
First of all, wine is neither brewed nor distilled. Beer is brewed and whiskey is distilled.
Okay.
Wine is fermented.
All right. Well, all right. Why did you say this? This is because Brown Foreman Company?
Excuse me?
All right. Go ahead.
Also, your comment about how Hezbollah stuffs their Katusha's rockets with...
Wait, we're not talking about Katusha rockets.
Well,
we're talking about wine. We're talking about Little Black Dress wines. It's a collection of three feminine favorites from California, Pinot Grigio, Merlot, and Chardonnay, and they're called Little Black Dress wines. And the question is this something we're going to see in... Does anybody think that a guy is going to buy a bottle of wine called Little Black Dress wines? And do you think that women will buy it? I don't think so.